Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Action Radio. This is Greg Penglis coming to you from the historic district of downtown Milton on the banks of the beautiful Blackwater River. And now let's get into Action Radio. Okay, so we had a great farmer's market yesterday in Milton. I made a video, put it on my Facebook page, distributed it to a bunch of other Facebook pages. I love farmer's markets, except that our farmer's market needs more farmers. She just does. We need more food. Where are the strawberries? Where are the blueberries? Where are the peaches? Where are the peanuts? Where is the, you know, whatever else we grow here, cotton? I don't know if anybody makes their own clothes, but it'd be nice to, you know, see some cotton. Who knows what you might need it for? Medicine bottles? I don't know. But anyway, we definitely need them. We need more food. It's a great market. It's fun. I love to see these things in Milton because the more events that happen in Milton, the less chance that the state and the wackos on either side of Milton will try to four-lane our city into an expressway and kill it. That's just my feeling. I've always felt that way. We have more businesses coming in. We need a lot more businesses coming in. That's why I run a promotional thing all the time. So Milton is a growing, is a happening place, and that's wonderful. A lot's going on. So apparently, let me tell you what's not in the news, and then I'll tell you what is in the news. Okay, the first thing that's not in the news is the transgender murderer up in Nashville that killed Christian children. You know, because, you know, he who tried to become a she but can't because you can't do that. Or is it the other way around? She did try to become a he. I'm sorry. Anyway, whatever they became, you know, I'm going to stop using the term transgender. I'm just going to call it trans-altered. That seems to make the most sense. If I just say altered, people don't understand the true meaning of it, and they might think I'm talking about alternative medicine, which I'm not. That's something totally, entirely different. In fact, we're going to have CJ visit us today. She was off Wednesday, so she's going to drop in today. In the 8 o'clock hour, we've got Cowgirl Candace in the 9 o'clock hour. I've got Derek Park at the bottom of this hour. Actually, I had people again. It's so nice. I mean, just doing these three-hour shows by myself is not a lot of fun. Well, it is fun because I love doing radio, but it's much nicer to have people on, especially people I know, and we can talk about stuff. And Judy Mikovits might call in again at any time. And I'll tell you, because this is the big news of what I wanted to talk about today, is the second anniversary of our vaccine product liability bill and the fact that it hasn't been passed. In fact, it isn't even in the news. So that in itself is a tragedy, you know, because we could have saved, I don't know how many lives we could have saved, because as soon as that bill becomes law, I can pretty much guarantee that most of the non-vaccine jabs will be off the market in a massive product recall. They will find an excuse that will get rid of them simply because they don't want to be liable for what they did with them. You know, they don't care now because however many people are injured or killed, it doesn't matter because they're not liable. So the government's not liable. The big pharma's not liable. Big tech for pushing this and censoring people, they're not liable either. You know, they've got Section 230. Now we've got a new bill, a new Section 230 that they want to give to the Commerce Department so they can have the power to regulate free speech and say what is real and what isn't. So the Commerce Department, I mean, really. Well, it kind of makes sense. The CDC is in the Commerce Department. They don't have any medical authority. They simply have business authority, which is kind of interesting. All right. Anyway, so what's not in the news? Well, the first thing is that I might as well mention the name. Audrey. Anyway, so the woman that tried to switch to becoming a guy that ended up being trans-altered killed kids and adults. That's not in the news anymore. See, I don't think this is any accident that this Trump indictment, after the grand jury is supposed to be off for a month, got called back really fast and said, we have to get this transgender murderer off the news immediately. So any good conservative American patriot, decent news source is going to put it right back on the news where it belongs until we find out the truth, until we get the manifesto, which probably says something to the effect of transgender folks need to kill Christians. You know, not saying all transgender folks feel this way, but I'm just saying that this person probably wrote that in order to be safe, you know, all Christians have to die. Something to that effect. I'm just guessing. But because we don't know, then we have to speculate. That's the first thing that's not in the news. What else is in the news? Well, there was a Black Hawk helicopter crash, I think killed either 6 or 9 of our service people. That's not in the news. What else is not in the news is the fact that it was most likely, I think, caused by a vaccine injury to one or both pilots of the helicopter. Now, helicopters are different than regular airplanes. You take a regular fixed-wing airplane, whether it's single-engine prop job or a four-engine 747, they're pretty stable in the air. They've got autopilots. You know, you can trim them up, as they say. You can put these little wheels and, you know, set the control surfaces. The plane can pretty much just fly along. With an autopilot, it's even easier. You know, it just flies along. Helicopters are a different animal. Helicopters, which I do not understand fully yet, I don't get the concept of a blade whipping around above your head, where one side, when you're moving forward, you know, the side that's moving forward as you're moving forward is going many times faster than the side on the other side that's moving backwards as you're going forward, because in space it's actually being held back, it's going slower. So all the lift is on one side of the helicopter. People don't think of that. You think that blade rotating up top, you think the lift is even on all sides? Well, it is when it's hovering. But as soon as the helicopter starts moving forward, the thrust moves to the side where the blade is moving forward as the helicopter is moving forward, which is going twice as fast, probably, or fast, you know, as fast as the helicopter is going, you know, than the other side. Well, you've got to counter that force. You know, you've got the blade whipping around in one direction, you know, equal and opposite reaction. The helicopter below wants to whip around in the other direction. Okay, so that's what had that tail rotor. Without the tail rotor, you're going to be spinning. Right? And this is why when losing the tail rotor, the helicopter starts to spin. So those of us that think of helicopters as flying because they beat the air into submission, or where all the parts are trying to fly apart as quickly as possible. Fixed wing guys don't understand helicopters, and of course, helicopter guys don't understand fixed wing pilots. That's okay. You know, but but the thing is that a helicopter has to be much actively hands-on flown than a fixed-wing airplane. And if you've got soldiers, pilots, military folks that are vaccine injured and having any kind of heart swelling, heart palpitation, heart attack, you know, heart stoppage while flying a helicopter, it's bad. It's really bad. So I'm going to put the word out to some people I know, military pilots, helicopter pilots, and let's see if we can track this down. Is this a vaccine problem? And if it is, then we need to stop a lot of helicopters. We need to get products like Judy Mikovits has. What is it? Cardio Miracle and Prolean Green or something. Greens. You know, we need to get products to the military people to counter as much as possible the injurious effects of the COVID jab that wasn't needed anyway, because it wasn't that big a deal. It never was, unless you're extremely vulnerable. But, you know, the people that are vulnerable to COVID are also vulnerable to the flu, a cold, pretty much any infection, really. You know, so that was the problem. So they mandated something that never needed to be mandated. They panicked people over something that never needed to be panicked. And it was all a marketing plan and a bioweapon. So anyway, but we know that. So was that helicopter crash caused by vaccine-injured pilots? We need to know. That's not in the news. Something that is in the news, but not the way I look at it, is the Second Amendment. And the left is screaming over and over and over again. The Second Amendment, in particular, Brandon, who's not the president, who is occupying the White House, who has no authority, who keeps spouting off because people give him a microphone, who laughed at Christians being killed. I probably disagree with Josh Hawley. You know, it's okay. You know, talking about that it was a hate crime in Nashville. Of course, it was a hate crime. That's why we need the manifesto. But the Second Amendment is absolute. I'll say it again. The Second Amendment is absolute. Okay, because the Second Amendment says the right to keep and bear arms. Keep and bear. One more time. Keep and bear arms. Anything about using them. Using them is where the reasonable restrictions go. Okay, you restrict the use of firearms to legal and illegal, and that goes into statutory law, and that's perfectly compatible with the Constitution. So all rights are absolute, because if the government touches a right, it's not a right anymore, it's a privilege. So by definition, rights cannot be touched by government, otherwise they're not rights. Since the Second Amendment is a right, because it happens to be in the Bill of Rights, okay, so the fact that it's in the Bill of Rights makes it absolute. So the right to keep and bear arms is absolute. Using them is something regulated by statutory law. Now, what makes this work is that statutory law is subordinate to rights. Rights are supreme over statutory law. Any statutory law in conflict with a right, that law is void. That law is moot. So anything that restricts, touches, infringes upon, in any way even encroaches upon the absolute right to keep and bear arms is unconstitutional. I know that phone number. Let's bring it out right away. I never know what Judy's going to call. This is Greg. And I get, here I am raving on about the Second Amendment. Good morning, Judy. This is Dr. Judy Mikovits. How you doing?
Good morning, Greg. We're doing well. We're here in Florida today.
Oh, you're always somewhere else. It's and we need one of those like bouncing ping pong balls. Where's Judy today? This is fun.
Where's Waldo?
Exactly. Have you ever heard my distinction on the Second Amendment? I know this is off topic for a bit, maybe not. We'll see. But I've been trying to make this very clear for years that all rights are absolute. Otherwise, they're not rights. They're government privileges. The Second Amendment, right to keep and bear, is absolute. But the Second Amendment does not have the word use. There is nothing about firearms. Firearm use is not a right because there are illegal and legal uses of firearms. So the illegal and legal uses are broken down in statutory law, which is subordinate to the right. That's just what I was explaining right before you called in. Make sense
good.
To you?
I'll listen.
Okay. Well, no, but that's basically it, that the right to keep and bear is absolute, but it just says keep and bear. It doesn't say use. The word use is not in the Second Amendment. The use of firearms, legal uses, self-defense, target shooting, gunsmithing, collecting, competitions, hunting, those are all legal uses, and that's in law. Illegal uses, brandishing, kidnapping, murder, carjacking, all kinds of stuff, you know, bad stuff. That's bank robbery. That's illegal. And those are under statutory law. But what separates this is that statutory law is subordinate to the Constitution. So the absolute right to keep and bear does not in any way conflict with the statutory law of uses that are both legal and illegal. So there's no conflict there. So to say that we need to change the Second Amendment, put restrictions on the Second Amendment, is bogus because you can put restrictions on firearms anytime you want if they're good restrictions by simply making that particular use illegal under statutory law. But that statutory law is always below the constitutional right because all rights are absolute. Otherwise, they wouldn't be rights. They'd be government privileges. Anyway, that's a redo of my rant.
Well, that's perfect. I love
thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, feel free to use that. Yeah, okay. So let's talk about our bill.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell everyone about our bill.
Okay. Well, the bill is, this is the two-year anniversary of the vaccine, let me get the full title here, the Vaccine Manufacturer Full Product Liability Restoration Act of 2021, which was written, documented, and put on writeyourlaws.com, W-R-I-T-E, writeyourlaws.com, March 31st of 2021, 2 years ago today. And guess what's happened with it, Judy? Nothing.
Yep.
It's still there on our website. So do you have any news for me? Do you have anything that you can report or talk about or anybody you're talking to? Can we get this public? Can we get this in the news? Can we get this, you know, to pollsters? Can we get this debated? Can we get this into Congress? What's going on?
Well, I don't have any news for you. I just think it's time to – I think it's the perfect time to – revive it and really try to make people understand how simple it is to print this out and send it to their congressmen, senators. That's what, if you could tell us how to do it, you know, just that it is simple as possible. Here's what you do, folks. If you're upset about the school shootings, if every one of which can be linked to vaccine injury or poisons from medicines, from Ritalin, from drugs that the FDA, again, all everything that's gone on in the 30 years, how long since all liability was removed from the pharmaceutical companies? Yeah, 1986, yeah. November 14th, 1986, all liability was removed. So no safety testing has been done. The explosion of chronic disease, including, you know, OCD, ADHD, autism, myalgic encephalomyelitis, psychosis, you know, all of these so-called behavior disorders are kids' brains on fire from the poisons in the shots. And the poison is medicine. So it's the same thing that the entire country now has experienced. And that is, you know, you create fear. You create a situation that is, you know, totally bogus and false. And then you say, oh, here, shoot me. It's not going to work. I'll just shoot myself. And then you've created a drug, let's just say Ritalin, to fix the problem, or remdesivir, you know, ivermectin with fluoride and cyanide. So you take our own body's natural processes and you turn your brain on fire, you know, and cause the heart attacks, the sudden adult death, the sudden infant death. If people would learn, you know, from the 1986 Act, just watch the simple movie, 1986 The Act, which you can find online at 1986theact.com. Look at it and you will see how Tony Fauci and the federal government corrupted that law, which in the first few years would have shown the same thing we're now seeing with the COVID shots. It would have shown you that the explosion of injury, especially the brain disease, especially the brains on fire. You can't do that to a child's brain that as they're developing. You can't shoot a child in puberty. It doesn't go well. This is what we're seeing. Seventh grade, you know, as that law, we went from 8 shots in 1986 when it happened over the course of a lifetime. I started college in 1976. And did not so much as have to have insurance to go to the University of Virginia. Not one shot was required before 5 years old or after 5 years old. And I said required, you know, so that you had to, in your most important developmental phases, where you absolutely do not inject anything. But the diseases, so the problem is clear now. One in 30 kids from disorder, these kids get violent during puberty. And it's not their fault. Their brains are on fire. They've been poisoned by the shots. We've proven it. Over $4 billion and counting in that vaccine injury compensation program. Because then President Ronald Reagan said to Fauci and company, why don't you make them safer? And you know, when they were destroying children's brains, why don't you make them safer? Tony Fauci replied, they're unavoidably unsafe. So if vaccines are unavoidably unsafe, how can you give 80, 72 shots of 18 or 20 different antigens, sometimes 7 different kinds of diseases? You're injecting the disease-causing entity. It's not a vaccine, and they never were. They don't ameliorate the diseases. They give you the diseases. They don't stop the spread of the diseases. And now what everybody figures out is, hey, they all shed and spread, folks. So you're just telling me about COVID. Oh, yeah. Remember that last flu shot you took? Oh, everybody in the house got the flu. You know, yeah, because you injected the disease. So if people really figure out what they're doing, that it's infection by injection, and that all of these things were intended to spread and destroy our country, and that's what we're seeing right now. So you simply print out this law, as you've changed the verbiage, the key verbiage, which says they shall not be held liable, and bring back all liability. They shall be held, and that means the attorney generals must, anybody else must apply the law, not may, not if you feel like it. You know, we're done with the, and does anybody know, one single safety study, that federal law required safety studies of everything on the schedule in combination, the way I would make any other drug my entire 40-year career. You test every single component. You test every single adjuvant. It's loaded with aluminum. They're loaded with glyphosate. They're loaded with animal mRNA. This is not the first mRNA vaccine. Hundreds of them, every single one you have injected, monkey, mouse, cow, pig, aborted fetal, insect, a bird, you name it, you've injected the mRNA, DNA, and protein. nanogram quantities, microgram quantities. You know, how good is our immune system that you haven't destroyed more brains than 8% of our country? And that 8% of our country is the people who just died from the detonate switch that Tony Fauci planned, the premeditated murder, that is HIV, XMRV, and SARS, all rolled into a single spike protein. That is the disease-causing entity. It's not a mistake. We've known it since 1980. When is our country going to wake up? You know, when is our country going to wake up? And all you have to do to stop is to stop the shootings, is stop the shot. And that'll stop the illegal arrests of you know, innocent people and the jailing of people like me. You know, I felt bad for President Trump, you know, been there, done that, fabricate a crime, hold yep. you in jail. Oh, yeah, 2011, remove all your constitutional rights, never get them back. You know, it won't go well for our country if we don't stand up. So the simplest thing in the world is for every single human being to print that out and send it to every single senator and congressman and say, we the people have had enough. We the people make the laws, you know, and put all of these, including President Biden, put the criminals in jail. That's what our country wants. But you want it, but you won't do anything about it. And I'm talking to the larger you here. Come on.
No, you're not talking to me. We're the ones who are doing something about it. I've actually printed the bill link.
How much do we have to do as we go around the country and teach you how to detox the jabs? It's so simple, but the first thing you have to do is stop it. Each one of us can stop this. We don't have to cry about it. We don't have to do anything else about it. We're not, you know, we're just simply peace-loving people who are taking back our God-given and constitutionally protected rights to what goes into our bodies. We can stop the shootings. You know, they're destroying these kids. Transgender isn't your idea. The shots are destroying your brains on purpose. That's what I just said.
Yeah. Yeah. I've put the bill link directly on the broadcast notes. So if anybody who's listening, either podcast or live, goes to the broadcast notes, it's right there under the schedule. You've got, you know, Action Radio show schedule. You got mine in the second section. My name, I've got that we're talking about the Vaccine Product Liability Restoration Act. Directly below that is the link. So all you have to do is copy the link, paste it into an email, send it to everybody. All your friends, family, media that you know, talk show hosts that you know, pollsters if possible, and directly to members of Congress, the House and the Senate. It's right there. It's as easy as cutting and pasting. Just copy and paste. Copy the bill link, paste it in an email, send it off. That's all you have to do. And the more people that do that, the more effect it's going to have. I mean, but it's as simple as we can possibly make it. So I got two things I want to do. I want to talk about one thing real quickly with you, and then I want to go over the bill, the actual language very, you know, rather quickly also, because it is simple. But Judy, we've got a tradition of not having a problem with product liability. We have a problem with vaccine product liability for some reason, but not with product liability itself. Do you remember the Ford Pinto? The Ford Pinto was a product liability case, right? People died. How many people died in those? It wasn't that many. I mean, of course, one is too much. But it's because they were so arrogant. They didn't want to spend $9 to move the fuel tank up 6 inches. The bean counters figured that the lawsuits and the money they'd have to pay out for the deaths would be less than the money that it would have cost to move the fuel tank 6 inches. So they didn't care about the lives. It's the same kind of people, the bean counters. Same kind of people as in Big Pharma, right? But that company was criticized horribly. 60 Minutes did reports on exploding Pintos. They actually made one explode on TV. Just to show how dangerous it was. Or maybe that was a crash test by the highway safety folks, National Transportation Safety folks. But people could see that. You could see that Pinto exploding. And so people had no problem with getting them off the market. But you see, you don't see vaccine injury. You don't see it. Well, you don't see what happens inside your brain. You don't see what happens inside your body. Do you think that's the reason, because it's not as visible as a Ford Pinto, that we're having trouble with this? Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, but I would say it's worse than that. And, okay. And if you watch the movie 1986, The Act, you'll see actually that it's the fault of the media. We do see it. Died okay. suddenly. You know, we all saw Damar Hamlin fall down on the field and have, you know, go into cardiac arrest. We all saw that, and they told you it was something else. We all see yeah, these right. kids We all see these kids exploding. We the science, the honest scientists and doctors, we are dealing with it every day. We see the explosion of chronic disease, of cancer that just popped out of nowhere. No, it was the shot. And they knew it was the shot. And we've been telling them for 20 years, this is criminal fraud. This is deliberate. Keep it from us by the media, the talking heads. Oh, no, it's not that. It's anything but that. The shot never hurt anybody when you can see, you know, and these kids and that, you know, go look at that corrupt vaccine court. I mean, those people need to be strung up. They need to be, I mean, Special Master Moron, are you in my earshot? I'm sorry, it's Moran. You know, 8 Special Masters put in there in 1986. They're not even judges. It's not even a court. There is no discovery. They go in there and they blame the parents for their dead child. And then they look for every reason other than the vaccine. The vaccine is presumed innocent at all costs. They do what we see in COVID. Oh, let's just do post-licensure marketing. No, it's in plain view. Walk in the street. I'm right here. I'm in Clearwater doing a Nutritional Frontiers as we teach you how to detox the jabs. And we always say all the jabs. And you can see, I've been here. There were 20 people around the pool last night when I got here. 20 people. 3 of them, you can see the injury. Teenage boys, you know, angry. You can see the problem. Teenage girls, you know, puberty. The fire goes on when you're in growth, and it doesn't go off when you have to put the fire out. You can't grow. The obesity is directly the shots. I did this in 1986 and 7, actually, at Upjohn. When you make GMO food genetically modified, it's not food. So everybody's fat from the poison, from the glyphosate, right. Animal parts. It's in all the shots, from the aluminum, from the Hydra, from the graphene oxide. So they could say, oh, no, there's no graphene oxide in that shot. And somebody grabs a couple of vials of that shot and says, nope, it's not there. No, it's in all the shots, folks. It's in the flu shots. You're being lied to and you're being poisoned. And it's directly to cover up 4 decades of crimes against humanity. And as if we don't stop this, it will destroy our country. We are shooting more 61,000 deaths or permanent debilitating injuries. That's more than the entire Vietnam War of millennials we lost. That's Ed Dowd's work. You know, we're being censored. You know, people don't hear, like you say, the radio. This is 2 years we've been trying to warn people. Now it's in front of everybody with died suddenly, with injured, you know, with the injuries. Everything going down to that, you know, that's why. It's censorship. It's the media. If you look at the movie, you see NPR. In 2014 with the Ebola that Tony Fauci deliberately released on Sierra Leone, Liberia, killing 21,000 black people, you know, on purpose, sitting on the oil and diamonds where they pesky black people. Let's just take them out again. And what's Kamala doing? She's over in Africa, you know, poisoning the black people again. I mean, this is just insane.
It really is. And it's so simple to fix this, too. I can release a little bit of news now. There's a chance that we're going to have Ed Dowd on the program. And so I'll let you know if that happens. So that's some really good news. That's kind of some of those many things I've been kind of keeping in the back. Let me just go over for everybody how simple this bill is that puts full vaccine product liability back. And we do this by actual code of U.S. code. So 42 U.S. code, section 300AA-22. Dash standards of responsibility, section B1. Now I would say under our law, vaccine manufacturers shall be fully liable in any civil action for damages arising from a vaccine or vaccine related. And then it goes to the list, side effect, reaction, injury. I'm going to read the whole list. I use the exact same list that the lawyers used to say they were exempt from it. So it's their own words. Judy, I don't know if you knew that, but when I changed the words, from shall not be liable to shall be fully liable, I kept all their same exceptions, just reversed them, which should, I mean, Congress has already approved the language once, so all they have to do is just reverse how they approved it. Second one, section two, for the purposes of paragraph one, the vaccine shall be accompanied, not will be presumed to be accompanied, but shall be accompanied by proper directions and warnings known as an insert, and then go into details on that. Direct warning, section C, vaccine manufacturers shall be fully liable in a civil action for damages arising from a vaccine. And then it says that whether or not the manufacturer provided direct warnings to the injured party or the injured party's legal representative. So that's section C, direct warnings. And then the last one is preempt section D. No federal agency, department, or court may establish or enforce any law or regulation. That's a bunch of other things. That creates a chilling effect upon an individual from bringing a civil action against the vaccine manufacturer. And I say the same thing for the state. So you've got state preemption, you've got federal preemption, you've got you can't use direct warnings, you know, whether you warn them or not, you know, you can't use that against people. What's the other one here? The insert, you got to have that, and the manufacturers are fully liable. So that's it. That's the whole bill. It's pretty simple. Judy?
Yeah, we just took great notes. We'll put it in the newsletter this week. We'll put the yeah.
Okay.
We
well, you always call me up separately. You know, feel free. I'm more than happy to do that. Yeah. Anyway, I got another call here. I don't recognize this number. Let me check it out here just for a second. But every time you come on, people want to call. It's pretty cool. So where are you now? What are you doing? I think you already told me that. I'm sorry.
I'm in Clearwater, Florida, and we're at the Nutritional Frontiers. Wine and Wellness, semi-annual events, and we're healing people from the jab. Yeah. So tonight at 4:00, from 4 to 6, I think we're sold out, but we're teaching the doctors. That's what we continue to do. It's live streamed. It's which you can find. You can find it on our website, therealdrjudy.com. You know, and yesterday it was Nashville with Ty and Charlene Bollinger filming Remedy. The remedies are all the same. It's what we're doing right here. That's why, you know, I'm happy to hop on. Most of the time I feel like I'm talking to the wall.
I know what you mean.
I love you for interjecting every now and again.
Oh yeah, no, I don't care. No, I just like to let you talk because you know you have so much to say, and I don't want to interrupt. Actually, I should have recognized this number. It's Derek Park, who does our financial report at this time. It looked different for some reason to me, but I haven't seen his number for a while. So now we're gonna hold it up for a little bit because I got you here. I've already talked to Derek about this, but Derek, do you have any insights as to what would happen if we do get full vaccine product liability legislation through? How would that affect the markets? Have you thought about that at all?
I would tell you that the companies involved in it, like BioNTech, Moderna, and Pfizer, would probably experience some immediate issues because they'd be on the hook for liability payments. Funnily enough, Johnson & Johnson, because their shot didn't work out so well, they would escape this one. Maybe. Maybe some of the
trials. That's interesting. I'm just trying to think, the product recall, do you think they would be likely to, because of the potential losses, likely due to a product recall, which is what I think they will do, and get them off the market?
I would assume so. That would probably happen right off the gate.
Yeah, see, this is part of the reason I did this bill, was to get these things off the market, because I know that, you know, I mean, anything with E. coli comes off the market. Anything with asbestos comes off the market. Any car that has a faulty part comes off the market. Why wouldn't vaccines come off the market, especially since they're non-vaccines with this same thing? Yeah.
The antacid medicine, Zantac, that's right. And, I mean, they pulled that stuff off the shelves lickety-split.
Huh. Judy, do you have any questions for Derek? This is a rare chance because Derek's our financial reporter. He knows money and the economy and the stock market and all that kind of stuff. Do you have questions from a financial aspect as to any parts of Big Pharma or anything like that, Judy? This would be a great chance to ask it.
Well, yeah, I don't know anything about finances, and this is what Ed Dowd taught me so much about. So that's exciting that he might come on when we were in Maui for a God Wins tour, and that's exactly what we're doing. So with respect to everything, you know, we have to remember God wins, and all we have to do is continue to speak the truth in love. And so, you know, money talks. And I just, you know, the financial impact for people, you know, who lost their jobs. For people, I mean, this we see now on shows like Dell Big Tree, when we look at the injured, the people who participated in the clinical trials and were told, you know, that they would be taken care of. And we see from the high wire yesterday and last week, you know, we see now, you know, Jenny McCarthy, we see Dr. Jerry, who was prevented from helping people with things like CDS, with chlorine dioxide, with things that the FDA prevents us from making label claims. We can only say bovine proteins. How can they make label claims? You know, what can we do economically? You know, that there's a 75-cent tax on every shot that's supposed to go into the compensation program. Only 59 cents of that has gone into the compensation program from the beginning. Do you know where the other 26 cents or whatever it is? I can't add either. I just
know the
fell,
feeling, yeah.
Sorry, I do sales, but where did the rest of the money go? You know where it went, into those criminal public service ads. So how does the money in the markets go in with things like the FAA? Masks on a plane should be illegal. No flight attendant should be allowed to wear a mask. So there, Layla Zentner was on the high wire yesterday, showing her school where she forbade anybody from putting, you know, masks anywhere near the place. These kids can't think. A flight attendant is supposed to be able to give instructions. And the second that cabin loses pressure, you're on the top of a 10,000-foot mountain, and you're just going to, when you pull that mask down, you're going to suck that other one right down your throat or of your favorite child, whichever one gets on first, you know, and people can literally are going to kill themselves, and they know it. And so why can't we financially take advantage of all the crimes being created, knowingly neglecting, you know, these laws? You know, what does that do? But more importantly, when people are paid, are compensated, you know, from the money that these companies are making. Was it Moderna? Ed Dowd was telling us, you know, that Tony Fauci, you know, the NIAID got like a $4 billion, I guess that's the $400 million whatever, payment from Moderna this year. Well, that's $1 million for every person in this country, and I guarantee you did that much damage to every person in this country. Why can't they get that money back? Why are we the people who have been injured? Every single one of us has been injured. Every single shot causes injury every single time, and you won't know it. It's a ticking time bomb. Your 5G is the detonate switch. You know, why can't we pull these damn towers, you know, that are destroying our land? You know, that I don't know. What is the economic remedy for this, you know, to bring back we the people? Because we don't have the money, and clearly we don't have the power, and clearly it doesn't matter what the law is. We can simply arrest somebody for no reason, destroy their lives, or think they destroyed their lives. I keep talking. You know, but it's been since 2011. They took $10 million in counting from me, and it still goes on. I can't get my husband's retirement because they murdered him. And we can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that the unvaccinated aren't spreading anything. We've got Descovy. We've got Genvoya. We've got the AIDS drugs, the highly active antiretroviral therapy. You know, after they stopped poisoning people with AZT, they just simply said, oh, here's some new drugs, and that's what we're doing now. Repurposing drugs? No, we don't need to repurpose them. We know how they work. They give away Genvoya. It's on. Watch the TV. Descovy, your copy number will be zero, and you won't transmit disease. And they show a bunch of black people and gay people all having fun spreading HIV, but they're not spreading HIV. Well, that would be an oral immunization. And do you know we the people give that to them because of the ACT UP group? So can we get, you know, financial guys to go look at the laws by ACT UP, the advocacy for HIV/AIDS? You can't ask. You can't even test for a marriage license. Oh, and by the way, to pay for their crimes, you have to give away Genvoya, Descovy. Oh, those are oral immunization and therapeutic strategies for AIDS, for the AIDS they created, VaxAIDS. Oh, are you going to give it to every American? They give it to people who aren't even here. $10,000 a month, we the taxpayer pay. I'm turning 65. I'm not paying for Medicare. They're not taking it away from me. I'm not paying to murder babies. I don't believe in abortion. You don't have to. I don't have to be mandated to kill children or destroy lives. And yet they'll take it out of my money. What do you do with a financial guy? You know, I have a lot of questions for a financial guy, but it doesn't seem to matter what the law is.
Let's ask him now that you're here. I love putting people together of different expertise because, you know, Derek's not an expert in medicine and you're not an expert in economics, but you guys can talk because there's got to be a way to use economics against the big pharma for what they're doing now. Derek, depending on how much you want to talk about this, but is there anything we can do economically to have some impact here? Or is big pharma being impacted economically by all the knowledge that's coming out now with people that are resisting? I mean, I think the booster rate is far below the initial rate. What's going on there? And you guys can talk to each other directly. Yeah, feel free.
Initially, I would say, like, economically, you know, I don't want to say we can't do anything now, but initially what we could have done is, you know, refuse the government mandate. You know, I mean, we are a republic. We had the opportunity to do that. You know, the government put all these laws in place, you know, and forced companies to do things that were unethical. You know, many of things. I understand the military as a veteran myself that was forced to do things. You know, I mean, you're under government control. So, you know, I mean, hey, there are some limitations there. But for everybody else, you know, economically, if there would have been pushback, there would have been rise up rather than people that just fall in line. I mean, you absolutely would have had an economic impact. You know, the next would be if they do remove the liability that, you know, all these people that have had issues and things immediately come forward. I mean, there would be hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, it would probably sink these companies. I don't know if it would sink Pfizer, but it would definitely sink Moderna. You know, I mean, they don't have that kind of money to pay. You know, for people, I mean, you know,
but it caused the damage, you know, that's not an excuse.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
and next the government should be held liable. But then again, the government doesn't have the money either. You know, I mean, the government very rarely ever pays out for any damages that have ever happened.
Well,
you know,
the government had no problem. The government had no problem paying the hospitals to murder the people with remdesivir. The government
had
no problem paying $80,000 for every diagnosis on a fraudulent test. The government had no problem paying for fraudulent tests. The PCR test, unvalidated, you know, unvalidated. It's literally criminal fraud. It's not. There's no such thing as a PCR test. The government had no problem paying for free vaccines every year. Out come the pumpkins. Out comes the free flu shot. They're not free. They destroyed our country.
Well, they're paying the hospitals and they're paying all these other people because these people are involved in the political process. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? There's back payments. There's, you know, these are the lobbyists. These are people that do things. And I mean, this is the you know, the dark money that they talk about. Right. You know, so
what's dark money?
So let me give you the most recent example of dark money that, and there's, you know, people will call this conspiracy theories, but it holds water. So
not on my show,
you know, well, I mean, this is stuff you can go research yourself and find any topics on it. You know, right. The weapons and money that is being sent to Ukraine. There's no budget committee or anything that analyzes where that money goes after it's there. There are people in place in the Ukraine over there that have already sent money back, and there's a group that's trying to track that. Now, the money that has come back has gone, and I'm not going to play politics on here, but has gone to places that are going to fund things that, you know, are controversial topics right now. So, you know, and some of these guys that are doing this are special operations.
Or is that for us to figure? Yeah. Right. Can you name some of those topics? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just for what I do on the show, I'll say
right.
No.
Talk me off the air,
you know.
Yeah,
so
okay. Or later.
Yeah. Well, we can talk. We can talk later. And I'll
right.
Tell
that's
you
fine. No, that's
I'll
okay.
Even,
I understand.
You know. So I mean, you know, this is money in billions of dollars that comes back into our system that lines people's pockets that supports certain campaigns. You know, this is it comes back as donations to campaign funds. So they're really good at laundering money. You know, so this is just a most recent example. So if you take the medical stuff that has happened, I mean, how many billions and, you know, of dollars have come back into those things, if that really even happens. And again, you know, I mean, I'm not one for conspiracy theories, but, you know, I mean, the information that I've seen on the Ukraine, and the stuff that has happened, I'm like, wow, you know, I mean, it's just one of those things that you scratch your head.
Do you think we need to do more with economics in terms of how to fight this or emphasize it more? I mean, I try to. I mean, the biggest reason for product liability is they need to be responsible for what they're doing. But a huge part of this is the economics. This is what liability is. Liability is money. You know, when Ford had the Pinto, it cost them money. You know, if your local, you know, whatever widget maker makes something bad, it costs them money. And yet they're willing to do anything they can to not spend the money, even if it means people die in the process.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's our government. You know, I mean, our
I'm
government doesn't
put
have
more
the
emphasis.
Greatest.
Yeah. I'm thinking we should put more emphasis on it.
I mean,
yeah.
Yep.
I'm sorry. Okay. Anyway, Judy, did you want to continue with this or?
What I do and what I continue, don't pay taxes. Don't file taxes. I'm sorry. You're paying to destroy our country. It's taxation without representation. You know, it is. And I am sorry. It's not just a matter of they didn't have the money. They literally paid the hospitals, paid the coroners, paid people who were not legitimate. You know, the FDA withheld drugs with, you know, they do it to nutraceuticals and they've been doing it for 40 years. You can't make that label claim. You know, you don't make laws. FDA, you know, the taxpayers paid for every one of those drugs, not pharma, for the development of those drugs. You know, this is more, this is actual, you know, don't pay your taxes. Don't file them. Don't pay them. If every single one of us, just like we write in that, write your laws and we send in to end that, we end the advertising, the false advertising of all these drugs on TV. Dr. Malhotra said it on BBC a couple of months ago. Those ads should be going up saying this ultra-processed food is poison. It's poison. None of the FDA hasn't done their job. The CDC hasn't done their job. I guess they've done the job they intended to do, which was destroy our country. The EPA, you know, the only thing they're protecting is what they've done. There's a revolving door to Big Pharma where they simply pay the government employees. These are crimes, and nobody's charging anybody for the crimes. The 1986 Act required that the schedule be tested every 2 years, everything on the schedule every 2 years. Not a single safety test has been done. Anytime they said, call it, make a label claim, and call it a vaccine. Crime. They shut down our nutraceutical companies. They shut down our abilities to get food. You know, these are crimes. Economically, the only power we have is our own purse. And they're shutting you out of that too. Spend cash. Listen to Catherine Austin Fitz. Get your money. You know, they crashed the banks and then they made a law saying, oh, we can have the big banks take your money and give it to them. They've taken all my money. I can't even get in an Uber car. I don't have a credit card. I'm that social credit experiment. You know, I can't go anywhere. We are going to be locked down in our homes. So unless we wake up, here you go. You can experience this. You just arrested an innocent man while a criminal, you know, Hunter Biden, Hillary Clinton. Oh, boy. They just murdered 3 9-year-old Christian children for believing God, you know, and yeah, premeditated, told them you were going to do it. Oh, it's so damaged. Yeah, from the vaccine. When does it end? I don't know.
Hmm.
When
people
do something.
Well, yeah, here's where I agree with you, that absolutely we need the vaccine product liability. I agree with you, and I have the bill that I just have to redo it, probably this week, on making it illegal to advertise drugs, which it is in every country in the world except New Zealand and the United States. And the other things that we can do to that. I don't agree with not paying taxes because you're going to end up in jail. Most people will, or they're going to lose all their stuff. So Derek can speak to that. I think there are better ways to resist. Now we can pass bills to lower taxes. I've got a bill that says that no money is withheld from your income until you've earned your standard deduction amount because you're going to get that money back anyway. So I think there's a lot of things we can do on taxes, but I wouldn't advocate not paying them simply because they will come after you and they will take your stuff. You don't have stuff right now because everything's been taken from you, Judy.
Hey,
so
they took
my
stuff whether I did anything or not. I did absolutely nothing wrong except refuse to bow down to Tony Fauci. And they took everything I ever earned or ever would earn, and they killed my daughter-in-law and my husband. How's that going for you, folks? Yeah, you will. You will go to jail. Let's all just have a jail party. I mean, this is ridiculous. You're in jail now. You're not free now. That's not our country now. Okay, fine. Look at me. Look at my story. You know, look at what you're seeing on the TV every single day. They just murdered, you know, over and over and over again. These are all vaccine injury. You could put every single school shooting to vaccine injury.
Let's ask Derek about that. Derek, what if that becomes known that, and we're going to start a campaign here, you know, stop the shots, stop the shooting. But if it became widely known across this country just how dangerous these shots actually were, from autism to allergies we talked about this all week on the show. But we talked about the accumulation. If you start with the ADHD drugs when kids are small, especially boys, and then you go on to the psychotropic, the antidepressants, you know, when kids are teenagers, then you have all the trans-altered now, you know, the surgeries, the drugs, the hormone blockers, the puberty blockers, everything else that goes into that, you know, eventually you're creating, you know, monsters that kill kids in schools. You know, and so a lot of the folks are becoming, you know, trans. Folks are committing the murders. I mean, this is what's coming out now, that this is all, you know. And you take all the accumulation of the drugs and the surgeries that kids are given. What do you expect is going to happen, Derek? If this becomes widely known, as I hope it will, do you think that the folks will actually rally and say it's too dangerous for our economy to have these things without liability? Is anybody going to blow the whistle like we're doing?
I would imagine so. I mean, if the snowball starts rolling, I mean, it gains the steam. I mean, I will tell you that there's more steam that I've seen behind repealing the Section 230, the thing that gives the tech companies protections. You know, they're not going to repeal the whole thing because it does give the consumer protections as well, but they're going to revise it.
I got a bill for that. That bill is almost 2 years old. We've already done
that. So you know, it's gaining steam again because Google has been caught again tailoring articles, you know, when people are researching articles that only push you what they deem that you need to see. And that's why other search engines like DuckDuckGo and there's another one, and I can't remember the name of it, that's, they're just like, hey, we don't limit any of that stuff. We protect your IP address so they can't track any of that stuff. They're all gaining steam. Google's losing share. I doubt they would lose the foothold, but what will eventually happen is the government will get involved and be like, hey, if you don't turn this stuff off, we're just going to shut you down. You know, and you'll be a zero money company. I hope it does happen. I mean, I can't, you know, as a patriot, you know, I mean, I cannot believe where we've gotten as a country. It's just it's sickening to see, some of the things that as a society, people, you know, I almost don't want to say this, but I really, you know, I it's not that I can't wait, but I almost welcome somebody to do something to the U.S. you know, to reignite and, you know, I mean, I'm not, I don't want anybody to die or I don't want anything, but it's just, you know, can you remember
you wake
when
up
9/11
call.
Happened?
Yeah.
Right. When
9/11
happened and I'm not, I don't wish that upon anybody. Don't take it that way. You know, when 9/11 happened, the whole country came together and all of a sudden everybody was patriots, right? Everybody was like, you know what? We can't believe this happened. You know, and as it gets further in history, people are like, well, you know, the U.S. was involved in these interests, and they're trying to justify what happened. You know what I mean? I'm not saying our country is clean for what we're doing. You know, I mean, I've been involved in things and I ain't real proud of. You know, I mean, but you know, it's our country is responsible for 24% of the world's GDP. You know, big foothold, and they try their best to try to keep that going. You know, I mean, there's big talk that China is trying to become the next superpower, and you know, they're trying to put the petrodollar down, basically get all the world powers to do business in the yuan, which I think is farther away from than people are saying because China manipulates their currency. You know, but still, it's all things that. You know, we've allowed our country to get so weak that these things can happen. And, you know,
it's
just sickening.
Yeah. What we need is like a non-lethal wake up call. Judy, and then I'm going to get Pianki in the conversation.
Sure.
It's an interesting idea. I think the wake up call is what's happening. I think the murders that are happening, all the school shootings that go back to Columbine and maybe before that, from the antidepressant drugs, the psychotropics, now the trans altered surgery and drugs, all this stuff is creating monsters. It's creating murderers.
Well, I heard one of the greatest comments, and not to play politics or anything, but I heard one of the greatest comments on one of those little Facebook videos or something. It said, you know, it was a lady that come on and she says, tell me where all the gun-toting, hillbilly, MAGA Republicans are going to shoot up schools. Show me one.
Yeah.
And they were like, you know, it was like dead silence. You know what I mean? These people that are shooting up the schools are, you know, people that have severe mental problems. I mean, do I agree that they shouldn't have guns? And yeah, it is very accessible and it is easy to get guns. I mean, look, I'm all for, you know, reforming how we get guns, right? I'm all for that. I'm not for is somebody that owns things that I had to get special licenses for, you know, is somebody that owns things that, you know, were pre-banned before or not banned. I mean, I own these style weapons, right? You know, I would personally say that there should be no restriction on that, right? That's the way our Constitution was written. That's the way it was supposed to go. And yet we find other ways to continuously restrict. You know, these other societies that have, you know, taken away guns, they still have mass stabbings. You know what I mean? People will just change the weapon.
They still have mass murders with guns. Look at France. That AK-47 murder, 200 people died. Interesting.
Yeah, so,
let me get a comment from Jude.
It still happened.
Yeah. But I think that if you look at our big tech bill, just to explain it clearly, I'm going to get a comment from Judy, then I'll get Pianki in here. But our big tech bill, which really ties into this, it does two things. One, it preserves the liability immunity for big tech from Section 230 from anything that a user does. That's us. We're the users. So anything a user posts, anything, any communications of a user in the message, anything that's done by the users, big tech is immune from because they're not responsible. However, that's conditional immunity. So what I say in the bill very clearly is that they are immune, so there's no reason for them to touch anything anybody posts. There's no reason for them to take anything off the internet, especially since we have obscenity and pornography laws already where law enforcement can do that. So there's no authority to make big tech law enforcement. That's crazy. But what I say is it's conditional, big tech, considering they are immune from anything anybody does with interactive computer services. If they touch an account, if they touch, you know, Messenger, if they touch the order of anything on a search engine beyond the raw number of hits, their liability immunity is revoked and you can sue their asses. That's how you control them.
Yeah.
And that's all the bill does. It's just that simple. Preserves their immunity. Go ahead.
Yeah. I know. I just absolutely loved all the people that, you know, I mean, all the big tech companies were liberal controlled. And, you know, when people were getting banned and people were getting shut off, everybody's like, oh, private company, they can do what they want. You know, I mean, like a private company. Well, as soon as Elon Musk bought Twitter, And, you know, all these liberal folks that were on there started losing their mind because he was talking about saying, hey, I believe in freedom of speech. We're going to turn this stuff back on. All of a sudden, it wasn't private company Omar. Well, he can't do that. They broke the law. You know what I mean? All of a sudden, the narrative changed. And, you know, you're just like, oh my God. Like, you know what I mean? Where are we at as a country where, you know, hey, listen, if somebody was on there threatening you or saying, I'm going to come kill you, should there be action taken? Absolutely. You know what I mean? Like, by no means. Should you have threatening language and all this, you know, what is hate speech? Well, hate speech is what somebody thinks is hate speech, right? There's no definition for that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, is it something that's offensive? Well, grow a pair, man. You know what I mean? Like, people are going to say something, or grow thick skin. That's probably a better term, right? You know what I mean? Like, people are going to be ugly to you. Fine. You know, putting inaccurate information. There is inaccurate information all over the damn internet since the birth of the internet. You know what I mean? Like, so we're not going to get rid of inaccuracies. You know, the best thing you can kill with inaccuracies is citing facts, right? Yeah. Putting resources, making sure people understand. So, you know, I mean, all this crap that they use, Facebook fact checkers, where are we at as a society when we've gotten to that point? You know, we've got to go fact check information with more bogus information. You know what I mean? Like it's just absolutely asinine. And I would love for them to if I could put a hot button topic, that'd be the first thing I'd do is take control of our technology.
Well, share our bill. That's the best way to do it because our bill does exactly what you want. Judy, I know you probably have limited time, so let's get your comments here. Do you have to go or do you have a few more minutes? I want to make sure you can get a comment in. Okay.
Yeah, I have a few more minutes. I just don't have any comments in that. Because everything about every law that you're talking about, that's what I keep saying. Hey, government's not obeying the law.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the hate speech was coming from Biden or that mayor of Chicago. We will lock you up. You know my response to that.
Yeah, but I think, you know, we need to tell the economics more.
And they do. They lock innocent people up. They arrest innocent people with things that aren't laws. There are no laws. Congress shall make no law restricting our right to free speech or to go to church. And yet they did. So, again, none of this has anything to do with the law because the law wasn't obeyed. It's treason by the people on top right now, the liberals. You know, they paid to murder people. They paid hospitals to murder people. I don't know. You know, the law doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, I know what you mean, but we have to make it matter. I'm wondering if there's a way – this is why I like having both of you on, you and Derek on at the same time, is because I'm wondering if we shouldn't do more. In other words, can you, Judy, and your organizations and the talk show hosts and the really, you know, powerful folks, you know, Robert Francis Kennedy Jr., for example, should you be approaching investment companies, Wall Street companies, market people, folks in a way that we could use the economic power saying, look, vaccine liability is coming, whether you like it or not, you might as well get on board now. Or can we get the trial lawyers like I've tried to do? I've had lawyers on the show, Jeff Childers, for example. You know, should we be doing more with the economic folks, Judy? What do you think? And then I'll get to Pianki's comment.
Well, I do think, you know, Ed Dowd has helped us a huge, great deal. And he's an economic folk. So I do think people like Ed are coming in there and Elon Musk buying things. Yeah, economically, we can take back things. But really not within a system that is allowed to disobey the law. I mean, again, nothing that was done in COVID was lawful or legal. And yet they did it anyway.
Yeah. Pianki, let's get you in here. And I got CJ for the next hour, too. So Derek's probably going to have to go in a second as well. Pianki, your comment? Okay, Derek, so do you want to give your information before you go? Because it's been great having you on.
Yeah,
we'll get back to
Derek
goes.
Oh. That's fine.
Derek goes.
Go ahead, Pianki.
Go ahead, Pianki.
Yeah, Derek, you was absolutely right about the dark money. It has another terminology. It's called a boomerang effect. It goes out one side, comes back around. That's what I had to say about that.
Yeah, okay. Well, good. I'm glad somebody else has heard it.
You know, lots of people have. We'll pick it up next week, though. But, Derek, why don't you give your information, and then we'll let you go. Yeah.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks. This is Derek with the Action Radio Market Report. And if you need more information, you can get me at 850-995-0082.
Here we go. Thank you. And that'll be on the podcast for those that missed it the first time. And Derek located in Pace, Florida. All right. Just next to us here in Milton. Pianki, another comment, and then I'll bring CJ in. Did you have a question?
No, I was just reading how the DA there in Nevada went out to Judy. And that's exactly what we've seen going on in other aspects of the news today. So those things do happen. They've got their attack dogs that will go after you, like the science.org content. You have to keep on being relentless.
No kidding, yeah. And I'll be looking at that. That's something let me take a look off the air, and I'll probably get more on that next week. I want to introduce CJ, who's our wellness person. And CJ, you've got the opportunity now to talk to Dr. Judy Mikovits, who is one of our heroes. And so CJ does all kinds of good stuff with wellness, and we talk every week at this time. She's one of our newer reporters. CJ, do you have a question for Judy or comment on anything we've talked about so far?
Well, good morning. Came on to the call, so not at this moment, but I'm sure that I will. I have, heard her speak many a times, and really respect all the information that she has to share. But I don't at this moment.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question that she could probably answer for you, which is, for all the folks that are engaged in alternative medicine, as they call it, or wellness, or the folks that don't want to have the traditional petroleum-based Rockefeller medicine, Judy, what's available for them? Where can they go for resources? Where can they learn more about the products you have? What should wellness people doing for vaccine injury recovery? That's probably a great place to go.
Well, we put a great deal of information together in the last year and a half on the website, therealdrjudy.com, therealdrjudy.com with the T-H-E, realdrjudy.com. We put free classes up, Detox the Jab. We're teaching doctors about purinergic modulators, an entire class of drugs that ivermectin and Thuramin are in that can heal when used appropriately. We put nutritional therapies. We're here today with Nutritional Frontiers in Clearwater, Florida, teaching the doctors. We put together something called Global Tech, TechMD.com, that GlobalTechMD.com came to me. And Dr. Tracy and I, who are here today in Clearwater, Florida, put together an entire complementary alternative arm of Global Tech MD to bring practitioners and patients who want wellness and not poisons. And so that everybody who did not agree with murdering and maiming children or causing abortions or whatever else, and shots, alternative strategies like I mentioned. Yes, we can get chlorine dioxide. We have Genvoya, Truvada. We have oral immunization strategies, NOSODs. We have clean nutrition free of glyphosate. We have products, powders, supplements, and more importantly, education to teach the doctors how to do that. The Detox the Jab class online, there are 7 classes, probably an hour and a half each class, so 10 hours. It's free. It's you can go look at it. We're just setting up an advanced class to teach doctors further beyond detoxing the jabs and the various ingredients in the various jabs and how to do that in a stepwise manner. Just bring and show the facilities. We're looking to start clinical trials with nutritional support for energetic and other therapies, because in the day of the people are missing the fact that the synthetic spike protein, yes, there's mouse, monkey, cow, mRNA, bird, as I said earlier, all this manufactured, mRNA from birds, it's not close to the synthetic one, which won't break down, which we see from Dr. Ryan Cole, the calamari clot. You can't use Eliquis. You can't use Xarelto. You cannot use the blood thinners. All bets are off even for chiropractic adjustment, because you can cause problems when the vasculature has been destroyed. So we put the class together of how to support the therapies, because in the day of this shot, the doctors will do harm that they're unaware of, because, again, this information was kept from the people. They're proprietary. We don't know every base pair. We're trying to know what they put in them. That's why we're working with people like Dr. Malone, Dr. McCullough, Dr. Stephanie Sennett. We're all here trying to bring back wellness. Dr. Stella Emanuel, all involved. You know, in these programs, trying to unify and put under one larger umbrella, you know, everybody's practice, and then support them with the education they need, the re-education they need to deal with this synthetic. It will not break down according to nature and God. So the normal immunology is out the window, and we have to look at what to do, and that's what we're here doing, educating. So we're and bringing everybody on board who is like-minded, and then just letting their program implode as it's doing. So as people walk away, we're giving them a place to go and a solution that is not, we're not saying you will not be immunized. You will actually be immune. Ivermectin is not only a therapeutic in hydroxychloroquine, they are immunization strategies. They will keep you immune, Paximmune, interferon, oral and nasal sprays, all on our website, therealdrjudy.com. We simply highlight what we've known works for AIDS since the 1980s, ozone therapies. We know how they work. But again, it's a new world with the synthetic spike protein, so we have to support nutritionally.
Interesting. CJ, do you have a question?
No, I mean, I'm totally in agreement. I mean, I've looked at the website. I love a lot of the products that are on there. I consume and use a lot of the products that are on there. And like I said, my expertise has always been more on the nutritional side of it, you know, with nutritional foods and supplementation from that realm. So the things that I'm learning from others that I would consider colleagues on a different level, you know, is totally amazing and totally great. And, you know, again, I am on the site, and lots of the products that are here, I consume for myself as well. I mean, obviously I did not make the choice to have the vaccine, but, you know, just to be proactive with the life that I'm choosing to live, to not live in fear, and using some of the things in relation to possibly spike proteins and just for potentially better health, implementing a lot of those things, you know, that Dr. Judy mentioned, I think is huge in conjunction with having the right dietary choices. So, you know, having a community of people who are in the same field and can bring different pieces of knowledge together to put the puzzle together, as Dr. Judy mentioned, just like with Dr. Stella and Dr. Artis. And again, my forte is not all in supplementation. Mine's in more integrative nutrition. So I'm in a totally different wheelhouse, but we're all on the same page with the end goal in mind and doing everything more from a holistic, natural perspective, and trying to achieve that right now in the world that we live in is challenging, you know, with all of the junk that they're putting in everything and getting clean sources. You know, it's not an easy task. So taking it back to nature, taking it back to, you know, ivermectin, taking it back to dandelions and using the things, you know, that we have access to that are as clean as we could possibly get at this moment is huge. So I totally respect and admire all the work that Dr. Judy and others are doing, you know, again, to work collectively together for the same purpose, because we all bring different pieces of knowledge to the table, and I think it's amazing.
Do you have to be versed in many different areas, or is it better to have people specialize in one and kind of come together? Like, you know, nutrition, Judy's, you know, microbiology, and how many degrees do you have, Judy? I keep forgetting.
It's just biochemistry, molecular biology. It's not microbiology. It is nutrition.
Yeah.
So it's a different level. So yes, it's helpful to have CJ. And that's what we're bringing into Global Tech MD. Dr. Tracy is a clinical nutritionist as well. So when we when we bring everybody together and you know, like for instance, dandelions, yeah, good, but no glyphosate. Understand the arachia in the soil, the microbiome. We really have to appreciate anything GMO doesn't connect, doesn't conduct the molecular reactions at the cellular level. I look at what hits the sensors on the surface of the cell. So having CJ and that skill set under the umbrella, that's what we're supporting. And what we do is, you know, we find out where, you know, who, you know, your patients are and bring people to you who want that. So like a screening house to say, okay, you know, CJ's in Florida. I'm not sure where you are.
I'm in North Carolina, but yeah.
Yeah, in North Carolina. Yeah, need it there. So people will call me. The good news now is people will go to the real Dr. Judy and say, I'm in North Carolina. I want CJ. I want somebody like CJ. And we just connect. We connect people, you know, and as she said, we've used these products to heal autism, to heal vaccine injury at Autism One. We've developed these products over the last, you know, 15, 20 years, highlighting, you know, so they've been there. And now the good news is we have the tools, and all we have to do is teach people and convince people the confidence. Hey, yeah, we've got those tools. We've had them all along. Yes, we can fix this, and we can use things. But with people now, the thing that I'm most concerned about is we don't go back to 1980. Because, again, we cured AIDS. HIV does not cause AIDS. We cured AIDS. Now we have to cure vaccine AIDS, you know, and no single component of the vaccines do that. And we don't know what's in any of them anyway because they've never been tested. So, you know, the circular game about it's not this, it's not that. We've got to stop. There is no one thing. There's an total environmental, the glyphosate works into it, your environment, the 5G, the soil depleted of methionine. So, yeah, there's a lot that goes into it. So the more, you know, really the more the merrier, the more we can synergize and just all I do is just direct traffic into who can help and try the best I can to educate everyone. And that's what we do. So I'm delighted, CJ, that you find some things on the website useful because there are three people there and they just do everything they can. Each week with a newsletter, we try to highlight things. People come to us with great products and we say, hey, yeah, let's highlight that. Solutions, technologies, we don't have to go back to it. It's too difficult right now for people to do it on their own. They need some guidance, and that's what we want to put into this arm of Global Tech MD and a whole new practitioner arm. So anybody in earshot, email Dr. Tracy, T-R-A-C-E-Y, at globaltekmd.com and say, I want to be a practitioner in the subject. And we'll plug you in and tell us where you are and what you do, and we'll put it together. That's our game. Get the people to the people who can help them.
And, you know, Greg, to answer,
answer
your question, to answer the question that you asked, you know, I think everybody, you know, I hate to even refer to this because we know a lot of it is baloney right now, but I'm just going to reference it anyway. You know, you have orthopedic surgeons, you have eye doctors, you have people who specialize supposedly, right, in certain areas. I think it's the same thing in this arena, right? Like, I'm not knowledgeable in a quarter of the stuff that Dr. Judy is. That's not my honing in area, but I soak it up and learn it. And, you know, I have people that I can say, hey, I don't know this answer, but since you're working with me and I know you need this, go here. And so I think having our own niche, and learning from each other or having those resources, as we all know, over the past 2 years, it's such a blessing and so great. And to have those people to be able to call on when you say, you know what, I don't have the answer, I don't know, but I know that there are resources out there. And, you know, you might not need this supplement, but you might need this supplement, but I'm not sure, but let me connect you. And so I think you know, the blessing of having a community and people that are working together for the benefit of others is so huge, you know. So I don't think we all need to be knowledgeable in all the areas. I think the more we all have our expertise and our focus, we can bounce off of each other pretty well.
Are there people becoming more aware, just like, you know, the general public? I know Judy talks to doctors, and which is fascinating. But I'm wondering, if Judy, how many regular folks you get the chance to chat with, and also CJ, because you deal with much, you know, more people directly. Are people becoming more aware? Are they requesting, you know, more different things like nutrition as opposed to the traditional, you know, drug and shut up kind of medicine? What's going on out there? CJ, let's start with you.
Okay. Well, like for me, and I might have to cut my segment just slightly, maybe about 5 minutes or so early, because I actually have a Zoom call with a client in the Caribbean today. So
ooh,
most of
very
my
cool.
clients, like I said, are my clients usually come to me for more nutritional, diet, holistic-based approaches. They don't necessarily come to me and say, I have this medical diagnosis, how can you help me? Because that's not my area of expertise, but I do know foods that, you know, and things that I can recommend to them and coach them on as far as, you know, a low acid diet, a high, you know, diet to help alkaline your body. I can do the pH things. Like, there are certain things that I do. So mine is more or less based on nutrition solely, even though I do have a lot of other knowledge. I don't necessarily like to tread into that water because that's not my expertise. And like I said, you know, Dr. Judy and many other people know a whole lot more than I do in those other areas, even though I'm very knowledgeable in it. That's not my space. And so if they come to me, you know, people come to me and say, I have, you know, arthritis. I have this. Well, we all know that comes down to inflammation, but we all know that there's a million things that cause inflammation. So there's only, you know, like we talked about before on here, there's only certain testing that I do and recommend in conjunction with the naturopath doctor that I work with, you know, the HTMA, the hormone test, you know, a toxic test, those three basic ones, the Dutch test that I do with my colleague, and then I get the results and then I coach them, you know, appropriately. So mine comes down to more every day, what am I supposed to be consuming to be as proactive as I can in this world right now. And then I recommend supplements along the way that may be needed that I use for myself or that I have connections with and things like that. So mine is mostly nutritionally based.
Okay. Let me ask you before she goes, how are we doing as far as people asking for more of this? Is the trend? Are we winning the war? Are more and more folks saying, look, this isn't working for me. I want to learn more. I don't trust Big Pharma. I don't trust, you know, the medical community, especially with this whole COVID experience. Is this what Derek was talking about earlier? Is this the great wake-up call?
Yeah, it absolutely is. And CJ is exactly, and in fact, it's fun because that's who I am. I've always been translational. I've always talked to the people ever since, you know, the Biological Response Modifiers program, 1983. And, you know, my first job, 1980, was just ferment, make products, make ferment, make beer, make wine. I just made health care. From drugs, I just made chemotherapies. You know, adriamycin, gentamicin. I fermented things to make antibiotics and anti-inflammatories from natural products, from plants. I pulled the things that were good out of dandelions and kept the bad things away and taught people how to, you know, use them. That's where our patent lies, and you know how to use mushrooms to support pathways. That in order to use a drug, the prostate or drug Casodex, how to use it at lower doses. So I did both sides of the coin, which is fun, but always from a PhD, I teach, and so I teach, but I do, we are moving more at teaching general people because, of course, where I am right now, you know, I was going to think of Scott, the Patriot Street Fighter, always calls me Mighty Mouse. So my position now is people hear me, and yes, many, many people are begging for CJ, you know, and the naturopathic doctor that she works with. So that's what we're trying to do, is put together, because it is every day, take responsibility, take care of yourselves, and we can show them that no matter what, in the path, you can actually detox and support those pathways. So again, we're all on the same page, as it's time to take back responsibility for our own health and start thinking about our choices every day. And in that way, it really doesn't matter what you've been injected or exposed to. You can stay well and be well and live at a level. And I see it. I mean, yeah, it's a huge explosion. All people want to know is, how do I'm in North Carolina, and CJ is exactly what I want. And we just direct people to her. And then if she needs help, say, getting people off of certain medications, she can just call me and say, hey, you know, what do I do with this one? This is what I'm thinking. And I'll say, perfect. And consider this, you know, consider charcoal, consider this new Para X product, which is the parasite cleanse, that's a little bit milder, and you don't necessarily need ivermectin here. What do you want to do when you want to apply it to the skin? This is what I do, is I'm a natural products chemist. I think about plants for years, making them into drugs. So I know how the drugs work, I know how the plants work, and I know how to feed the organ system, feed its food. And we're exactly right. Once we clean up the food, it's the hard part, because people think they're doing okay by eating a mountain of kale or juicing carrots, but you can't juice carrots. At a certain point, I know somebody who, a beautiful person, drank a glass of carrot juice every single day, died of cirrhosis of the liver, never drank a drop of alcohol. You can't drink. You can't drink too much. Too much of a good thing is too much. The tocopherols, the vitamin A's. You need the mixture, the way God intended in the world. There are a lot of different things that are orange. So it's moderation in all things. And again, some of the carrot juice will be loaded with glyphosate. That's the problem that we have to think about, is how to clean it up.
Judy, for folks that listen, health practitioners across the country that want to contact you and CJ too, what's the best way to do that? Do they go directly to your site, therealdrjudy.com? Is there a place there for people to contact you? How does it work?
Yep. You just email me there, Dr. Judy, at therealdrjudy.com. I know people are saying, yeah, I emailed you last week and last month, and you haven't answered me yet. I get hacked so much. The emails go to junk. That's why I have Benoit, my tech wizard, out there, and he works so hard to keep those things from getting trashed. So we do see them, and what we tend to do is, there's a free newsletter on that site, and so what we do is we ask people like CJ, hey, CJ, you want to write an advertisement? You want a featured product of the week, featured practitioner of the week, and you come in there and you tell where you are and what to do. So the free newsletter, there are other ways to get the information. But yes, if you email me and text me or call me, you know, many people know my phone number, and I won't change it. And I do try to text. Sometimes people just say, read your email. They'll text me and say, hey,
I'm here in the junk file. Yeah.
And I do try, but we try more in events like I'm doing here, where I'm going and I'm trying to tell you the bigger picture and send you to the other folks as we see your questions, and then we feature the products where I think we can make the most impact. So yes, I do try to answer, but again, we do more through practitioners like CJ.
Let me ask one more question. Politics of this, how much can we introduce politics ethically into this? Could you have on your website, you know, just our two bills, vaccine product liability and eliminating big tech censorship, with the links and saying, please send this to media and Congress? Should CJ be telling people, hey, by the way, there's legislation that does this? Is that appropriate for folks that are healers, that are practitioners? I'm going to go Judy first and see what CJ thinks. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, Judy?
Yes, absolutely. Those are on our website. And in fact, when I started on the show, my other web mistress, Pam, is right there, the person who wrote the newsletter. So she wrote it down, and our newsletters come out Sunday. It's been there. It's in all my talks as the call to action slide. So we're doing the best I can whenever we put up the education, where to go, what to do. And so, yes, I think it's really important for practitioners to spread this around because, again, that empowers everybody because we hear, I don't have any money. Well, you would have money if you weren't paying, you know, for poisons. You would have money if you had a health choice like Global Tech MD. No more health insurance. Come to us. And we are your, you know, health insurance, your wellness, your you know, your call. You know, that's where you spend your money. And we want employers to do the same thing. Consider, you know, and we want people to get away from, you know, be an independent contractor. Employers shouldn't be paying for your benefits because they're paying for your poisons is what's happening, and we're destroying small business. So, yes, these things are very important on our website and in our communities to tell people how to empower because then they do have the resources to get the right care.
Yeah. My apologies, then. I need to check your website more. I get so busy with my own stuff, as we all do. CJ, what do you think? More of the activism part of your practice? Is that possible?
Absolutely.
What do you that's why
it
I asked.
It was a pleasure talking to you, Dr. Judy. I'd love to connect with you.
Well, I get you guys. You got the email. It should be easy to do. Judy, anything else we can do? I don't want
to
keep
any longer.
Well,
and the phone number. You can text my phone number to her, Greg.
Okay. Happy to do so.
Because we want the practitioners to have our phone numbers. I look at Signal. We do pretty much everything all day, and it's a lot of fun when we start talking to each other because we heal people, and it's wonderful. We prevent them from getting sick. We keep them well, and once you realize how easy it is, that's the fun.
I have a couple of folks here I'd like to text your number to as well, and they're trusted people. I've known they've been on the show, so I should do that as well. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Always. My phone number is pretty much on the internet. I put it on a couple of slides, much to my poor tech wizards.
Hey, do you think just
that's why you keep getting hacked, honey? He keeps telling me if you keep your phone number out there, you're going to keep getting hacked, and then you can't answer it.
Well, that's no fun. Right? Well, in Florida, they put all our information online anyway. Once you register to vote, we're trying to change that too to make it a privacy thing. Remember all the episodes we did, the World's Greatest Doctors panel? Did anything ever come of maybe making that an audio book? Or I don't know if you can tell me now or if something's in the works, but can we get that documented somehow? Or what do you think we should do with all that incredible information that we put together over those weeks?
That's a good question. We're building classes. The folks at Odom, Johanna and Rich, my literary agents, and I'll talk to Dr. Tracy. Yeah, I think we can download that and make that into a class that we can put up there for free that people can see. So we're doing that on platforms, as you see on the website. Take a look at our classes. For CJ, I know she doesn't look at tests, and neither do I, honestly. So you'll see Dr. Tracy and I on there because Dr. Tracy gives her view of what tests she does or how to look at blood work, and fascinating, very informative. I learned a lot from her perspective as a clinical nutritionist and a naturopathic doctor, Dr. Tracy, and how she reads blood work. So I don't look at tests. I'm more like CJ. It's like, yeah, no, I know what that is because I've been doing it too long. And so but people have been trained to look at tests. So it's very, very much fun to be on a website and teach. So we'll make a class out of the doctor's panel because I think there's a lot of valuable information there.
Well, I think I sent you all the links to every show, but I can do it again if you need it. So just let me know.
No, I think Benoit's got them. I think they're on our website. We every single one I text over, and the team does a great job.
Yeah, your website's huge. There's so much stuff on it, and I can't really pull it up during the show. A, because I'm doing the show, and B,
it's on here now. It's a great website.
Yeah, it just takes too much of my computer memory, and I want to make sure that we can get the messages out there. Okay, Dr. Judy, anything else? I've got that's all the questions I have. Unless CJ has a question too, or Bianca has a question.
I'm great. I'm delighted to have talked to both okay. Derek and CJ today. So it's wonderful to be reconnected because we've been traveling so much. But it encourages me. I was a bit discouraged, as you know, when I got on the show yesterday and today. I'm discouraged because it hurts to see people being injured and it doesn't have to happen and killed.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you, you want to know my frustration is the fact that this bill is 2 years old today, vaccine product viability. And Derek even confirmed it, that if this gets into law, there's going to be the most massive recall of these products. How many people could we have saved if everybody that you talk to, Judy, everybody I talk to, and public figures, I've had Dr. Malone on the show. I've had Dr. McCullough on the show. I've had senior Trump people, Peter Navarro, Christina Bob. I've had different folks, Robert Spencer, who talked about the coming Civil War. I've had all these folks on the show. Everybody knows about this. I have people behind the scenes that know about this, major public figures that talk to other major public figures. And yet there's this block. They don't talk about it. Judy, you're the biggest promoter of this legislation in the country besides me, you know, but you talk to more people, you know, so, I mean, you're it right now. And we need everybody that you talk to start doing what you do to get it out there. There's a block. Like I say, is it too simple? Do people they don't think you can save lives this easily? This is the part that frustrates me, because I know we've lost lives that we could have saved if this bill had become law, or at least gotten it out in the public to scare Big Pharma enough that maybe they change practices a bit. That might even that even that's a benefit. Judy?
Yeah, I share that frustration every day. It's actually just the censorship. It really is just this the censorship. So they don't want you to hear Robert Malone. They don't want you to hear Peter McCullough or anybody else. They don't want you to hear how easy it is to fix it. And, they don't – Jim Thorpe, you know, the fabulous, gynecologist, we're so busy just – they're so busy just saving the injury. And I'm like you. I just sit here and cry about all we could have saved and how easy it really is. So, that's usually me. So I share the frustration. It's been almost 40 years for me.
Oh, I can't imagine.
So much never had to happen. So much never had to happen.
Yeah, well, let's maybe Bobby Kennedy can do an article. Maybe somebody can start this, and then they can tell somebody else and they can tell somebody else. And these major figures will get out there. And I talked to, I know, a major publicist and a PR person in Washington. And I keep saying, can you connect me with, X number of people? Ed Dowd, if he gets on the show, that's going to be fabulous, because he can start talking about this too with all the folks he talks to, because he knows both the economics and the science of it as well. I mean, he's looked into both. So I'm just learning about him. But any insights you have for me on Ed Dowd, that's going to be great. Hopefully he'll be on either next week or the week after, and I'll let you know.
Just that he's such a wonderful man. He just sees it from his point of view. All he cares about is, ones and zeros, deaths and permanent disabilities. And then he's willing to look at it and speak the truth in love. That's all we have to do, is speak the truth in love. Maybe I should try my friend Mike Hugo. Text me a few weeks ago, and he with Barbara Lowe Fisher wrote the Vaccine Injury Compensation Act law. So maybe he can get up on with you and show how it was, the intentions. It would have worked if it hadn't been destroyed by, the powers that be, the Bruchowitz decision. We talked about that on Remedy with Ty and Charlene Bollinger. We talked about that because the law would have been useful when in 1986, and it was catching all the injuries. So if we could just get people to watch that movie, 1986theact.com is where you can buy it, 1986theact.com. If people would see the movies, it opens their eyes. Plandemicseries.com. It opens your eyes on how easy it is. And again, it's just the censorship. So, I feel your pain. I'm usually in a puddle most evenings saying, no, they didn't have to kill them. It's so hard to take.
Hey,
Judy.
Go ahead, Pianchi.
Judy, have you ever, it seems like I've heard you speak before. Have you ever worked with or talked with a person by the name of Kidi Abi Awadu? Sort of a health practitioner. He writes on sort of the same subjects like you, like the coronavirus and AIDS and so on and so on.
the name's not familiar. I'm happy to and get on. The name's not familiar, but I work really hard not to memorize names because when they take me to jail, I don't know, Greg. I don't know. Long time. I work really hard not to learn last names. So
citizen legislation, what? No, there's no such thing.
I put myself in a phone in such a way that I remember who you are, and I would have remembered Keeley, but I that one doesn't sound familiar.
Jack, how come? Who is this person? What's their specialty?
He's a friend of mine that I've been knowing for a long time. He speaks on a lot of the same issues that Judy is specializing in. He also shows the efforts that go against trying to get this type of information out, like fact checkers and so on and so on. But I think I heard you on his program a long time ago. And I'm talking about going back decades or so, we'll see.
Okay. All right. Well, like I say, if you want to introduce me, you know, somebody that I can have on the air too, or we can see, look at what they're up to. CJ, let's get back to you real quick here. Other questions for Judy, who's given us a lot more time than I expect. I'm really glad to have Judy on. So let's take this opportunity, and then we can get to any comments you have for your report. I'm sure we'll get to that next time. Do you have any other questions, CJ?
I'm just grateful to have been on the call with her and, like I said, to soak up the information that I've been able to hear thus far since calling in at 9 o'clock. I'm just looking forward to, you know, connecting my people and contact, you know, with her information that will, you know, that need it. So thank you so much.
So where do we go from here, Judy? What would be the next thing to do? The drug advertising bill? Are there things in the future that I should be working on? You know, I mean, these other bills have been out there long enough. I mean, obviously, they just need the marketing and they need to get into the public view. But where else? What are the frontiers should I be looking at?
Well, I think the most important, you know, the tech one matters, but I think it's more important to get those public service ads off and replaced with the kind of ads. That's what Dr. Mahatra said a few weeks ago on BBC. We try to post these things so people can see them on our website. But he said the ads need to go up for ultra-processed food, that it's dangerous. The same way the ads are up to stop kids from cigarette smoking or vaping or anything else. This is what has to be said about ultra-processed food. We have to show them that this is the poison in our world. And so ads that pulling down the ads for vaccines that aren't, like Gardasil, and encouraging people that, you know, what the poison is. I think the ad bill on TV and is the most important thing, censorship. So I think, but you know, doing more is not necessarily helpful as we're all busy. I think we need the most important things is what we've got up there already. The big tech, the censorship, the ads like New Zealand, and get that, get full liability on all of these products, because then they can't, then they won't be used. They just simply won't.
Makes sense. Okay. Wow. I don't know where to go from here. I mean,
when I
like
talk
I say,
a lot, I get a cough because I have all those things. So.
Oh, no. So how do you stay healthy?
Oh, it's all right. I'm fine. No, I'm fine.
Good.
I mean, I got Ebola. I'm good. You know, that's the point. We have immunity. But our exposure is not our disease. That's why I don't test. I have people say, I have EBV. I have chronic Lyme. No, the Lymes are chronically in my glass. You know, there's no such thing. If we appreciate the pathway, neuroborreliosis, you know, when you appreciate neuroborreliosis and the pathway of the pathogen, of the anaerobic microbe, then you just simply, you know, deliver oxygen. Ozone strategies kill. You know, we know what to do. We're just not allowed to do it. And we name all these things, you know, lupus, that, you know, it's a meaningless term. It's a plasmacytoid dendritic cell that doesn't make type 1 interferon, so your B regulatory cell doesn't know which antibody to make. That's how it works. It's molecular biology. You don't need to know that. What you need,
no,
what
that
you need
made
to
sense.
Do is
that made a lot
change
of sense.
The system.
I must be getting good at this
Well,
now.
That's
what
we're trying to teach. We're trying to teach the doctors to change the words. So what I love about you, Greg, is we're so precise on the wording. That's what matters, our conversations and the networking. And then people see that, hey, you know, that's pretty simple here. Here's how you do that.
That was the surprise to me when I started doing this, was how simple the legislation can be. Because I was under the same, you know, bad information as everybody else. Lawyers have to look at laws. Only the high up, the Supreme Court people are only smart enough to be able to read and interpret this stuff. And then I came to the conclusion that interpreting is what's the problem. You know, that the laws are way too complex. And that once I realized, and I found just very simple statements, you know, vaccine manufacturers shall not be liable. I thought, well, hell, I can change that just with the word not, you know. And so this whole process has been an evolution for me, and now I can get to show all you folks exactly what's happening. It's really been it's been an incredible process. I'm going through all this to be able to create this thing, but that's the big mystery. That's the big thing. And there's a point I was going to bring up with you. I forgot what it was, but it was when I got off of my Action Radio thing. But so this is it's not that big a deal. It's very easy to do, and I'm kind of a word guy. So being able to make these words, you know, make things as simple as they are, is what's great. Oh, I was going to talk about CJ. The topic we're going to talk about is the stress of all the bad news out there. So I want to talk about stress for a little bit. CJ has an opinion on this as well. But CJ, the idea that are you seeing this in the folks you're talking to, that all the bad news, all the especially, you know, the school shooting and all the things that are happening out there, and COVID's going to get you, and the PSAs, you better get your booster, and all this misinformation out there, is that taking a toll on people stress-wise, and is that affecting their immune system in huge ways? And then I'll ask you the same question.
You know, again, you know, with my area of what I do from a nutritional perspective, I have to say with my current clients that I have, the issue is no, but I tend to address that anyway because, you know, stress can affect life choices. So when I'm dealing with nutrition and integrative nutrition and making sure that I don't just, you know, have them do a daily food log for me. I talk about, you know, well, what are the feelings that you're having that is causing you to do this? Or why are you, you know, picking these choices? There's an underlying issue. So obviously that topic can come up, you know, if somebody is stressed out due to whatever reason, right? Mm-hmm. We all have stressors in our lives. We can't get away from it. It's just a matter of how we manage it and how we handle it. And some of the things obviously are easier said than done, right? But that does affect all of the other things. So I think all of the variables are quite intertwined. So do they come to me specifically for that and we discuss that? No, but it always comes up because stress, anxiety, or being happy affects our choices.
What about a biochemical level, Judy? What does stress do to the body? Does it destroy the good parts of nutrition, for example, that CJ's trying to do? I'm just curious. Judy,
sorry,
what do you
stress
think?
Is,
that's
stress
okay. Let me ask again.
Most,
yeah. So go ahead. If you heard the question, that's fine. Otherwise,
stress is the most powerful. Fear and anger, stress, anxiety. Those are types of pain. They're the most. Hmm. They're the most powerful immune suppressive things they have. They hurt your immune system. They hurt your ability to respond. You can't think. You know, when you put on that mask. You're hypoxic. That's sense. Hypoxia means too little oxygen. In only two breaths, in any mask, you're hypoxic. You're stressed. You're fearful. You don't know why it's on. It's on your face. It's abnormal. It's, you know, it's so deadly. And you can't think. You literally can't think. That's what the, you know, you're frozen. And that's your body gives you the, you know, the fight or flight. You know, what do? You're so fearful. Do I run? Do I do something? You can't live in that level of fight or fright. That's where we all are, and we live that way 24/7 as if we're being chased by a tiger. It destroys our adrenal glands.
Right.
We're all in straight-up adrenal fatigue. So nutritionally, you support that and detox that, and then you're calmer. We can't sleep. We're just living in that total fear zone.
Right.
CJ, we talked about that last week. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I totally, I, I totally agree, you know, and I don't know about you, Dr. JJ, but I mean, I'm human too. You know, I'm living in this world, and, you know, so I have to make sure when I'm dealing with people and, you know, dealing with myself that I do things that, you know, like working out or going for a walk or doing whatever it is for me that can help de-stress, you know, myself, and then also knowing what the appropriate, you know, supplementation and foods are and things like that that can help, you know, lower that stress level, especially with, and again, because I'm pointing the finger at myself, people who have like AAA personalities and they always want to be 600 miles an hour, i.e. me, you know, it's like I have to make myself de-stress or take, you know, a Borax or detox bath. I have to make sure that I clear my mind or go for that walk. I have to be very intentional, you know, on certain things. And it definitely is. I mean, stress can affect, you know, it does affect every aspect of your life. And it's, you know, it's something that we all need to be more cognizant of, trying to, you know, focus on and thinking in a positive manner. Even if you've got some sort of a physical health challenge going on, again, knowing those resources, knowing that it's not an end-all, having those connections saying, look, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to go about my day. But, you know, you have to be able to get yourself into that mindset. And so I agree, it totally can affect every single area of your life.
Wow. Judy?
Exactly. And see, that's exactly what CJ is doing, is teaching what she knows to calm down from this situation. And so what helps? Turning off the TV of the news that is bad, turning on edifying music, going out with friends, calming down. Yes, we all have to, you know, we practice these, we live this way, and we stay well. So it's just so important to teach that, and you teach it by how you live. And that's what I say. So I like to show people how well I am. You know, I work those jobs, every outbreak, you know, everything. I'm exposed to everything. I manufactured those viruses, Ebola, you name it. I've been exposed to everything. I have immunity. You know, I don't stress my body. If I don't get sleep for a few days, then I know how to eat to do it. I use my cannabinoids. I use my hemp. I use, you know, I get out in the sunshine. Enjoy the pool. So, yes, it's so important for us all to turn off the noise and be still and just enjoy each other in our lives. That's what we have to do again.
So that's actually medicine.
You know, Greg,
go ahead, CJ. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. Go ahead.
No, and like I said, from a nutritional aspect, going along with what Dr. Judy said and what I said earlier, it's challenging to make the right choices. You know, like for myself, who I think I eat, you know, pretty clean, you can eat all the vegetables in the world, or you can just live on carrots, like Dr. Judy said, and create other problems. So you've got to have that healthy balance for you. And a lot of people don't take the time, the energy, or the interest to find out, well, what's maybe good for you is not good for me. And doing, like I said, one thing in excess. But even though we attempt to eat the right choices, we still have to know that in this world, we have to clean stuff. We can only be as diligent as we can be before we become a hypochondriac, you know, and so worried about, well, I can't eat this. You know what I mean? So you've got to find that happy balance. And when I talk to people, and I used to be this way, they can be so overly concerned about that where, again, like once a month they would be like, well, I can't have that one piece of pizza or that beer or that one glass of wine. You know, it's like that 80-20 rule, because if not, you can just drive yourself. I mean, you can drive yourself batty. You know, you can only be as proactive as you can possibly be, but most people don't even take that initiative to get to a starting point or to ask the questions. And I think, you know, that's the part of the problem. So anybody that even is inquisitive or wants to learn, I give them great kudos, because a lot of people, you know, will never do a hair mineral test analysis. They will never dig into, you know, what are some natural things that instead of getting taking a Tylenol or an Advil if I get a migraine, number one, what can I maybe do to prevent the migraine? Or what are some foods or some other natural remedies that when I get that headache, I can take that instead of this. I can maybe go to some pink Himalayan sea salt. So it's even, again, people who are starting to ask questions and who want to learn and know, I give them a big round of applause because that's of the minority. You know, and I don't like to give my clients to think of like, okay, you're going to freak out if you eat a plate of lasagna like one time. You know what I mean? I don't want to get into that like my mindset. You know, be as proactive and eat as clean as you can in this world for your body once we do certain testing. And then, you know, just chill out because it's never going to be 100%, especially with what we're going through and what we're living in, you know. So it's hard. It's not an easy thing to do. But you can do it if you're knowledgeable, if you take the initiative, and if you live life with, you know, intention and discernment and live by the 80-20 rule. And that's kind of my perspective on it.
It almost seems like they've engineered stress into the system to sort of, you know, I talked about this earlier with the COVID thing, that COVID was preserved by everything they did. It was preserved by masks. It was preserved by lockdowns. It was preserved by isolation and stress. Everything they did was to preserve COVID until they could bring in these horrible non-vaccines. So, Judy, do you think are people over-obsessing sometimes about their health when they should just, you know, take some things, live a natural life, and do we need more humor in the situation? I mean, I joke around the show a lot. And the reason I do that is so that we don't get too serious and we don't get stressed out, because I can see that too. And I know people have burned out, activists that have burned out, you know, that are no longer on the show because they were so serious all the time. It's like, look, get an outlet. I play rock and roll guitar. You know, I go for bike rides. I'm out in nature. I do stuff because I keep a perspective on this. Think of it like a game, me against them. And that's how I'm able to do this and not stress out too much, other than the times when I think of, like I said, we talked about earlier, people have been lost. But Judy, just emotionally, do we need an emotional health component to this as well? And is that what the powers that want to be are preying on, is stressing people out on purpose to keep us permanently sick with the vaccines, with everything else they're doing? Big question, I know, but, you know, feel free to be part of it.
Well, yeah, the simple answer is yes. This was all about our behavior. This was all about, and again, we say, and I like exactly what you just said and TJ just said, yeah, we make it very, very funny. You know, we make fun. We laugh about it. Everybody was getting sick at Christmas time. Oh, everybody got all this meat. You know, that's why I say the limes are in my glass. You know, it's like, it's like, you know, there's no such thing. You know, if you think about the terms, and I love Candace Owen, she was doing the shot in the dark. But she was actually at Turning Point USA, where I was in Phoenix, and I believe it was somewhere in January, December, it doesn't matter. But she was on there, and she's funny. She's like, oh, come on. You take your kids into that doctor. You spend $55,000 for them to stand them up against, you know, a wellness visit. You shoot them with poison. You know, whose fault is this? You know, your kid is fine. They're smiling. They're happy. Weigh them and put them up against the refrigerator like we used to do. Run out and play. Just have some fun. Everybody was getting sick at Christmas time, and I literally did what I do. I put my Proline Greens and my Cardio Miracle and my little berberine tincture that I do. And then I put a shot glass with COVID shot one and COVID shot two. And I put up a really nice glass of tequila, a silver Patron tequila. And I said, okay, here it is. Here's your detox. Here's what you're going to do to get well. It was New Year's, New Year's Day. Everybody was gone. They're like, oh, I'm too sick. My head's all clogged. And I'm like, okay. And what do you do, Dr. Judy? And I put it all up there, and I took a picture of it, and I texted to them. And they're like, and everybody the next day said, I still feel horrible. And I'm like, well, they said, oh, I thought it was a joke. I didn't do the tequila. I said, no, I said, COVID shot one today. Don't take any more than one COVID shot per day. If you take two COVID shots too close to each other, then you're
right.
going to get sicker because too much of a good thing is too much. And so, you know, and yet I can't, like, post those kinds of things because everybody's like, oh, you told people to drink tequila. Come on, you know, lighten up, folks. This is kind of a little bit, it's not rocket science. You know, we all shame people. I'm sitting on a plane. I love, you know, Maureen McDonald. She's millions against mandates, and she has this wonderful tote bag that says vaccine injury specialist. That's what we all are now. Every single human is one, millions against mandates. So we all have to learn to eat. So I carry that around the farmer's market, and I put my eggs in the bag and my blueberry and my products, and people start asking questions. And they're like, you know, vaccine injury special. And they talk to you, you know, and you're not afraid of anything when you say, oh, yes, it's very easy to fix. You eat clean and you get out in the sunshine. But you have to make sure never to get another shot, you know. And the TV commercials even show you this. We've created a world of hypochondria where there's a pill for every ill instead of thinking about what our grandmothers used to do, which is throw you outside and play all day, lock the door, and don't let you back in. That's what my mom did. Go, leave, play. You know, and people will ask me, well, how much do I take? It's food. Take it until you're full. You know, it's food. Your body will take what it needs.
You Greg, know, before we wrap up here, because I know I have got to leave our conversation. I really appreciate it. I've got a client coming up. But Dr. Judy, it was such a pleasure, and I do look forward to connecting with you. If Greg shares your number, I will certainly shoot you a text, and I'll leave you with this funny note as I sign off for this this week. My grass or my weeds, whatever you want to call it, need to be really cut. We've had a lot of rain here. And yesterday, I think my neighbors thought I was nuts. I went out there, and because of my trees, I have a lot of shade, but I've got, seriously, lots of dandelion in my backyard and lots of onions and chives that are just wild. So I went out there and, like, cut my chives up, you know, to dry them and maybe and use them on a salad or use them, you know, whatever. And I picked all the, because I was looking at these dandelion, and we know, like, I drink dandelion tea and, you know, all the things, right? And I was looking at them going, there's no way I'm going to cut over all these dandelions. Like, I need to pick these dandelions and, like, figure out, like, if I'm just going to eat the leaves or what I need to do with them, because I thought, what a waste of all this natural stuff going back to the land. So I've got dandelions, like, drying out, and now I got to figure out what I'm going to do.
Oh, such a major problem.
So I was like, you know, can't cut the grass. I got to cut the dandelions before I cut the grass.
Well, let's get your contact information. Let's get a comment from Pianki, and then let's get to Judy. She has another one last comment. So, CJ, any contact information?
Sure. If anybody wants to reach me, best thing is to email me at h2owellnessnetwork@gmail.com. That's h2owellnessnetwork@gmail.com. And I will look forward to coming back next week, and I will look forward to connecting with you, Dr. Judy.
Good.
Wonderful,
Judy.
And I'll connect you. Dr. Amora is in, with Millions Against Mandates is in North Carolina, so I'll connect you. I know you'll love her.
We're just one big happy family. That's just what it is. We're just one big happy family, folks, of activists. Thank you, CJ.
Well, have a blessed day, everybody, and I'll text you later, Dr. Judy. Thank you.
Thanks,
CJ.
All right. Pianki, you had a comment? And then actually Candace is on the line too. So
yeah, I was going to ask Judy.
Yeah, go ahead.
There was a vaccine called Edmonston Zagrip that was put out by a company called Kaiser Permanente between the years of 1989 and 1991, along with Los Angeles County Department of Health and the CDC, where they injected anywhere between 700 and 1,000, mostly minority babies, as young as 6 months, with unlicensed experimental vaccines without legal consent from these babies' parents. These actions have been going on a long time. And it continues to go on under a different disguise, a different mask, a different ploy. What can we do?
Yeah, that's a good question. Judy?
Yeah, exactly. I do remember that. And it's been done, the movie Medical Racism that Kevin Jenkins did on childrenshealth.org shows you, and that was March 10th of 2021, you know, right before Greg and I started talking about this bill, you know, mm-hmm. Exactly. But if everyone understood that the vaccination program, as it exists right now, as it's been for 30 years with all liability removed, is exactly that experimentation of untested experimental medicines that never had a single safety test, not a single shot on the schedule that you ever get has ever been tested. They have, and they send hot lots to inner cities. They send hot lots. They know to India. This was the Gardasil Cervix vaccine where they sterilized the Indian girls. It's all on, you know, Plandemic or any of these PlandemicSeries.com or Medical Racism. You see it right there, all the various places. Yes, that's been going on. So how simple to fix it? Walk away. No more. No thank you. We'll all do what CJ does. We're one big happy family. We'll forgive ourselves. We'll forgive each other. We did not know. We've been lied to. We the doctors, we the nurses, everybody's been lied to. And yes, we all have, if you will, people always say to me, you have a right to be angry. I don't have a right to be angry. That's all, you know, righteousness is righteous anger is only, you know, the Lord, Jesus Christ, righteous anger. I don't have righteous anger. Justice isn't up to me. I don't have to fix it. All I have to do is what's within my power. Now that I've been lied to, all I do is say, you know, forgive me. I didn't know, but repent means 180 degrees. 180 degrees is don't ever do it again. So we the people can write, you know, our laws to remove liability. But the mm-hmm. simple thing is all we have to do is show our family and say, I will not hurt you again. I will not do it again. I will not simply look for the quick fix, the manipulated, the pill for the ill. There's no such thing. We've been lied to. We can see it in the health of our country, and all we have to do is go back to living and being one big happy family and helping each other. And anybody that wants to join our family is freely welcome to join our family, and we'll do everything we can to make to heal you and live well within the power of plants, of healing, of everything God's given us for food and for fun. It's all for our joy, and we're going to count it all as joy and take our joy back. That's up to us. It's so easy to be happy. You know, it's so easy not to obsess and just trust God and say, and that's what most people see. That's why I talk about these movies, because education is power. When you're like, oh, yeah, I took that little COVID shot I put the greens in my drink and I was fine the next day, and people are like, wow, you know, and your mom used to give you a hot toddy so you'd go to sleep, or you put garlic in a little in your ear, you know, and it's for an earache, or as CJ just said, how do you prevent a migraine headache? Well, minerals, salts, you know, and hair testing is simple to do, and you can see what's lacking, and it's just, there's so much we can do, and all you have to do is just walk away. Just say, okay, I'm going to go right back to before this happened, 1986, and I'm going to see how well we were. I'm going to watch TV shows like Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, or The Waltons, things that are edifying. I love Lucy. Just laugh at Carol Burnett or laugh. It's funny, and make it funny, and don't get into the fear and the hate and the anger. That's the fun part of the world. We're just have fun. It's fun doing what we do.
I love what I do. It's so much fun. I can't tell you. I have another person to introduce you to, because you're nice enough to have all this time for us this morning. Cowgirl Candace, who is actually a horse expert, has a horse riding service. And the question I have to ask, because I got you both on the show at the same time, ivermectin was classified as horse medicine. So Candace, you're on with Dr. Judy Mikovits. Pianki's here too. I'm here, of course. But can you tell us a story? How did you feel as a person who raises, cares for, takes care of, rescues horses when they had all this stuff about ivermectin, horse medicine, you know, it's no good for people? What's your experience with ivermectin? Do you use it for horses? I'm just curious. Good morning.
Yeah, in fact, I do use it quite a bit for horses, and I did actually take it for myself as well, and even in the vet world, off topic, you know, there was times that, you know, we would take it or we would take certain dewormers too, just because we're exposed. I mean, I do fully believe as humans, we are not, like, we get parasites just as easy as animals. So it did make it incredibly hard though, once like the word was out that, oh my gosh, ivermectin is just,
That's perfect timing. That was great.
Perfect timing.
So now you're credentialed. You're credentialed now, Candace. Now
yeah,
we know
it's official. Yeah, I was like, she's agreeing. She's going to be on the talk show with us this morning.
That's fine.
But it made it incredibly hard, and it's still actually a lot harder to get ivermectin once that was out, saying that that was kind of the COVID cure. For a while, you couldn't get it anywhere. Like, I don't even think I could get it from our, like, Jeffers, which is there in Dothan, is my go-to place for certain vaccines and certain dewormers. And then once it was back on the market, it was so expensive. You know, I used to be able to get it for $3 and $4 a tube, and now I'm spending $15 and $20 a tube. So
wow.
It definitely made it hard for me running a ranch with 15 and 16 horses and having intakes that are rescues that need it ASAP. You know, it was a struggle there for a bit.
How much crossover is there, Judy, now that this is an interesting question, between, you know, humans and animals as far as parasites and worms and things like that go? And are we at more risk now because of this ridiculous demonization of ivermectin? And if you have any questions for Candace, you guys can talk directly too. I mean, I love people, you know, conversing on my show like this. Judy, what do you think about all this?
Well, all of life is made up of four base pairs: adenine, guanine, thymine, cytosine. That's the base pairs, your DNA, your code, your life code, all of nature.
Uh-huh.
ATP, energy. Adenosine triphosphate, energy from mitochondria. You make ATP, energy, in your cell. G protein, GTP. They're transmembrane sensors that sense the presence of an oxygen-robbing parasite in the blood. Yes, we all get, all you have to do is walk on the sand and you can get ringworms, you know, and we are full of parasites. I just came from fabulous David Avocado Wolf. You know, yes, parasites. We're all full of parasites. Curamin is in the same family as ivermectin. Purinergic modulators. A and G are the purines. You think in words, I think in letters. I'm so simple-minded, all I need to know is 1, 2, 3, and 4, if you want to put up one finger like they told us to. A, C, T, and G. What's the problem? You know, and I can tell you from the basis. So we all have purine, G protein. Ivermectin modulates certain families of parasites. Modulates, I said. Removes them. A parasite, an anaerobic, lives without oxygen, is a virus factory. Where does the virus come from? The parasite? Nope. It comes from your immune system responding, whether it be the horse or whatever. When you don't have ATP outside the cell, an energy, a horse is 2,000 pounds on skinny ankles, right? On skinny legs. You know, all those parasites. So they, you know, they can't repair if they injure something in their legs. They can't race. You know, they shoot a horse that has a broken leg because of the parasite. So you can't get enough ivermectin to them. Curamin and ivermectin are purinergic modulators for different reasons. Curamin is an antidote for snake venom, arthritis, Zika, Ebola, all the viruses. Why? In the brain, in the blood brain, in the mesenchymal stem cell. Do you need to know all of that? No. But for anybody to call it horse paste, yes, that formulation is made for the nutrition and the support of the horse immune system. But the formulation that's a drug been used for 50 years that cures cancers associated with virus, and I'm going to keep saying cures cancers associated with viruses, the inflammasome. This is what we know. We know it's a class of drugs of which there are thousands that we've made since 1972. There's a specific one for plaque forming in a stent put in the cardiovasculature. If you have to open from a plaque a blockage in your heart, it's called Brilinta. It's a purinergic modulator. So we know exactly how to modulate the cell responses according to God, and you do it with food. Purine, that we're eating the food. But we can't eat the food anymore because it's genetically modified, which is not of God, and we don't conduct the reaction. Paxlovid and remdesivir are ivermectin with toxic fluoride and cyanide. How's that working out for us, folks? Kidneys, your detox, you know, A, T, C, and G, all our enzymes, all our post-translational modification, N-acetylcysteine. Cysteine is the amino acid. The acetyl group comes from adenine. You know, when there's too much energy outside the cell, it says you're in the presence of a parasite. Whether it's Fauci or Big Pharma, it doesn't matter who the parasite is robbing oxygen, or if it's something as simple as putting on a mask, which no human should ever do. I mean, it's simple biochemistry. So that's where we've been lied to. That's where we have to forgive each other. Simple biochemistry. And everybody says, oh, you're a genius. No, I'm not. If you are a doctor or anybody in my earshot and you took biology 101, A, T, C, and G, you know, I don't count past four and I don't need to know the words. All I need to know is the sensors on the surface of the cell and how they were turned down. You can't force vitamin D back in. Vitamin D is latent in your cells and your sensors on the surface. When you get the sunlight, your sensors say, I've got enough, and you get brown to turn it down. And if you live in Sweden and you don't get enough, you amplify that one molecule of sunlight you get a day. So a black person taking liquid vitamin D will turn off their sensors even more and will get sicker and sicker and sicker. We simply got to stop poisoning and start feeding. And it's horrible what they did to you with respect to your horses and the price and the cost. You know, because the vet, Joe Cummins, you know, who developed Paxamune, Joe Cummins is in our book, Ending Blood, you know, and he made Paxamune, which is type 1 interferon, you know, for viruses. You know, viruses, just shut them down. And the FDA shut him down from feeding it to his animals. So any wonder that animal viruses and animal parasites will begin to infect humans? Yeah, because you stop the natural process of the immune system of the animal. And then we've got poisonous food. So it is a circle of life. And the intention of the Faucis and the pharmas have been to control us from cradle to grave. Well, I prefer God, and that's womb to tomb. And so all we have to do is say, no, thank you. I think I'll just save myself, go out in the sun, you know, live as we heard from CJ, the 80-20 rule. You know, we don't have to think about everything we put in our mouth if it's not poison. If it's not, just don't go in a grocery store with a pharmacy in it. It's not food. As I'm here with Nutritional Frontiers, Jamie Dorley said, there's no such thing as junk food. There's junk and there's food. We're eating plastic. We're poisoning our fish. We're poisoning our oceans with mercury. You don't have to worry about that. Just go to clean sources. Do engage in somebody like CJ. Have a have a person to walk with you and teach you. You don't have to lean on your own understanding. You and I will work, and others will work on the laws to get this criminal fraud off our TVs and support, you know, the vets. And the ivermectin is a horse safe. And yes, you use it there and you've taken it before because you are at risk of developing, of getting equine infectious anemia virus from a horse. Well, the way the horse is going to produce that virus is if it has a parasitic infection. So you will not get sick and not transmit the virus if you take the thing. But the FDA stopped Joe Cummins in the 80s from feeding it. And he said, I came to realize the FDA could do anything they want. They're the criminal organization. They're not doing their job. And it's so easy to turn that around. Stephanie Seneff, head of the FDA, you know, take the criminals out of the control and put the good people in. They exist, and that's all we have to do.
Wow. Candace, do you have any questions for Dr. Judy? And this is a great chance to be able to ask anything, you know, that you have, you know, that's on your mind.
I had a question for Dr.
Okay, why don't you go ahead, Bianca, then we'll get you back to Candace. Yeah, it's okay. No, sorry. We're kind of all over the place. It's fascinating. Yeah.
Judy, there was a video that came out called And the Band Played On. Are you familiar with that one?
It's key in our book. It's key in our movie. It's key in Plandemic. Yes, 1993, And the Band Played On. We had the tour.
You got that right.
Bands. We played the Ebola.
I knew I ran into you someplace before.
Watch how that. But everybody should watch that movie right now because if it's not censored, there's something they want you to believe that's not true. And I know what it is. We can challenge people for next week's show. Watch The Band Played On and how it opens. Your eyes will open so wide you'll say, oh, my God, they've done this since then. And that was 1993. Why did it matter? We'd cured AIDS by the middle of the 80s with the Dallas Buyers Club. That movie didn't come out until 2013. Matthew McConaughey. What was the Dallas Buyers Club? Oh, they couldn't get, they were forced to take AZT. They couldn't get peptide T. They couldn't get nutritional support. They couldn't get ozone therapy. This is the second half of our latest book, which is heavily censored, called Ending Plague. And it's on our website, The Real Dr. Judy. Don't buy it from Amazon because they just take it and they won't ship it to you. I mean, the level of the censorship to stop people from understanding what they've done, 1993. Why did you put that movie up there then? And then again, why did you put the Dallas Buyers Club in 2013 and 14? Do you know people don't even know what the Dallas Buyers Club is or the Band Played On? That's why it's so important, institutional memory. We're showing you what is and how long they've done it. We don't care how long they've done it, but we want to show you how easy it is to fix it.
Wow. Gets back to you, Candace, here. Do you have, again, comments, questions? That we're kind of, like I say, we were sort of specializing in all things medical today, so it's quite fascinating, I think. Yeah. Go ahead.
This is fascinating because I've always, even as a child, kind of strongly believed, like, my parents would try to give me medicine, and I was just, like, the one person who was like, nope, you know, like, I would hide my sickness just so I couldn't take it. So I've always had this strong feeling that there was, you know, that we were poisoning ourselves, and I still believe that. And I feel like the more and more that we try to push back, I do believe, like, the more pollution and the more toxins are coming through our air system now, because we're catching on through generation to generation because we are researching and we are fighting back and we are saying, hey, there's something wrong with this. You know, it's a money scheme. It's greed. You know, I do think there's a lot of things out there that I have not heard of either one of those movies. So I'm like intrigued to go back and watch those maybe later today if I can find them. But I mean, it is fascinating to know that there's a place that I can go to and talk about it because I'm out in the sun all day long. And when I was a hospital manager in the vet world, you know, I was sick all the time with stress, and I did eventually go to the doctor, and I mean, they wrote me like 7 prescriptions, and they were like, well, you got this and you got that and you have IBS and this is all the things that you need to take. And of course I didn't take them.
because I started reading the side effects and everything. I was like, I'm just not going to do it. And then when I started working outside with the horses and being more in nature, you know, my symptoms really resided within itself. And I, you know, I went to a holistic doctor and talked to them and got on some basic vitamins for my joints and whatnot. But I'm incredibly more healthier than what I was when I was not. And, you know, when I wasn't outdoors and just being one with nature and taking my shoes off and walking barefoot. So I'm glad there's people out there that wants to get the word out and challenge this that we're going through right now.
Interesting. Judy, what do you think? Oh, there she's on the other one. Maybe we got distracted temporarily.
Somebody
the idea of being out in nature.
To me at the movie.
Talk about the two movies.
This is what's so important.
Yeah,
exactly. No, uh-huh. And so exactly what she said, when she went inside, she was exposed. When she's outside with the horses in vitamin D, with the natural immunity turning on her sensors on the surface of the cell, then she's not going to get an infection. They don't transmit that way because her own immune system on her skin in her nasal pharyngeal cavity is actually working. So she's getting boosted as she's out there all the time. You know, we get boosted. And I said this in PlandemicSeries.com. Yeah, you walk along the soil and you have all of those antigens. You have a lot of, you know, things that are boosting you. When a grandparent takes care of a child at a chickenpox party, they're boosted and they never get shingles. You don't inject the disease. The shingles shot causes shingles, and the shingles shot and the chickenpox vaccine are the same epitope, the same thing. You know, they literally just, you know, and if you ever had chickenpox, you're as immune as you're ever, you know, for life. For life, I'm immune to measles. I don't need to think about it. My body does what it was trained to do. So, but when you're inside and you're poisoned by the stress and the lights and the, you know, and then you're exposed to the pathogen in an unnatural way. It's exposing our immune system according to God and being in the environment. And again, the ivermectin is going to heal. You got inflammatory bowel disease because the ivermectin is the bloodborne parasite. You know, curcumin doesn't come from pine needle tea, doesn't come from pine needles. That's not how we made it. It comes from trypanosome. It's a worm. Dr. David Picado, go look at the parasites. As I just said, the parasites robbing oxygen from us are the federal government. Fauci is the parasite we need to think about. And we can keep ourselves well by staying away from it. It's so easy. If they say it, do the opposite. How easy is that? If the medical mafia tells you to do something, take those 8 prescriptions, do the opposite. My mom would say, you don't need that. You don't need that. Should listen. And I listen. You know, so that's the point. If we all go back to start, that's why this is so important, these, you know, that we network, because nobody knew about the movie the band played on. And as thank you for asking that, because it opens with people throwing – with people throwing people in a pit and burning Ebola. Why does it open with Ebola in 1993? Oh, is that the same Ebola we shipped to Liberia in 2014? You don't burn or cremate a virus. That it stops the minute you don't have oxygen, you don't produce viruses. So a parasite robs oxygen. So every single person that died supposedly of COVID and was denied an autopsy, which would prove beyond a shadow of a doubt, if anyone, and I always like to say this to Steve Kirsch because I know he's trying to help, and all the people that gave money, $1 million to say a virus doesn't exist, how about $1 million to say the second a man, a human, an animal, or anybody else is dead? Without oxygen, they're not making any viruses. We don't need to cremate them. We need to understand where the virus came from, and it's going to be the shot in 40 years. So the cremation is to destroy the evidence of how that Ebola outbreak occurred. That Ebola outbreak came straight from the National Cancer Institute from Fort Detrick, the same place the Wuhan virus came from, shipped by Tony Fauci in 2015 when it was illegal here for a short time. They find a workaround, but our workaround is so easy because all we have to do is say no thank you. All we have to do is figure out who we're going to trust. And I'm only trusting God and God's nature and the fact that he said he gave us everything we need for food, for our happiness. And he didn't make genetically modified food because he didn't need to genetically modify us. He knows our plants are for food. And so we need to stop eating, ingesting, and injecting GMO and stop buying it. Don't go in their stores. Don't go in a store with a pharmacy in it. They're shooting deadly spike protein around. You can tell it's the synthetic one. Positive. After they're dead, it can only be the shot that doesn't break down, Ryan Cole. And we can prove it with the PCR. We can prove it, and we are proving it. And so all the rest of the people need to do to not get sick and to not have, what's the next one, what's the next one? They've injected SARS-CoV-2 in every polio vaccine since 2004. Hear me well. Of course you'll test positive if you're under oxidative stress. Oxygen lack, anaerobic. Without oxygen, you produce viruses, the ones your immune system silenced a long time ago. You don't shoot another poison in to stop shingles. You simply silence the viruses. Provide oxygen, provide DNA methylation. That's dimethylglycine. It's food. It comes from plants. Oh, but our plants are GMO. So you can't get 2-methyl groups on glycine if there's phosphate from Roundup, glyphosate, phosphate on your glycine. It's simple biochemistry. That's why they try to silence me. I'm the only biochemist out there that keeps saying, uh-uh. And that's why they try to make me a microbiologist or a whatever. Nope. We cured AIDS. We cured cancer. We did it with food. We know how to do it. We can still do it. Let us. We're not allowed to use the C word. Yeah, because we're not allowed, you know, we're not allowed to diagnose or treat. I'm not diagnosing anything. I'm telling you how to stay well and never develop cancer or any of these diseases. Autoimmune diseases aren't your fault. You're attacking yourself because you don't know the difference between poison and yourself because they turn down the sensors in all of these shots on purpose. If you see the sensors, if you understand the biochemistry, and it's so simple. You can prove they put Borrelia in the spike protein. That's the sensors to Borrelia. It's not the germ. And so then you'll diagnose. They put HIV, GP, glycoprotein 120, the surface unit. The poison is the surface unit of the virus. And your immune system knows the difference between an HIV and an XMRV and an all the other millions of viruses. It's not they're not viruses there. If you don't isolate measles because it dies in the air. They don't sit. It dies the minute it hits your skin or your nose because you have Paxlovid. You have type 1 interferon. But we don't make type 1 interferon because we destroy our plasmacytoid dendritic cells. Uh-oh. You know, and nobody needs to know what those are, but the government knows I know, and that's why I say it out loud, and that's why they censor me, because they don't want the chemists to go back and look and say, okay, I'm sorry, you're right. We made a mistake, and I'm not right. God's right. God gave us everything we need. It's simple A, T, C, and G. I think in letters.
Oh, boy, I have so many questions, too. Candace, are they going after the animals with vaccines or weird drugs or strange things like that that they've tried to do to us? Is this out there as well? And, of course, you can comment on anything Judy's saying, too, because it's incredible. I mean, just the amount of information. I'm not sure how much you medical knowledge you have, but whatever you have, feel free to ask or explore it. But first of all, what are they doing with the animals? Are they trying – because we've heard about, you know, vaccines in the food, vaccines in the artificial meat. You know, they're going to try and drug the you know, the animals and things with all this other kind of stuff. What's going on? I'm just curious.
I mean, they are. I mean, again, it goes back into, you know, finding ways to make money through corporations. I mean, I know here in our area, we are getting more of our mom and pop vet clinics are being sold out to corporations, and a lot of things are changing, not only for the small animal, large animal. And, you know, there's a lot of, you listen to your old folks, or my mentor was Charlie Bob, who had passed away, and, you know, he went 70 years with not even doing a Coggins test, which is illegal, but, you know, not even doing these tests and never vaccinating his horses or his mules, and he traveled across America. I mean, he put his horses through it all, and, you know, he never had an issue, and he also, the one that believed in, hey,
I love that sound. I just do.
We're not going to feed, sorry, I got a plane and a horse going over me being out in the barn today. Let me wait for that to go.
Well, that's okay. I had some background noise earlier when Judy was talking. I don't know, Judy, you're in a public place too, possibly. Yeah. I'm just wondering if they're introducing.
Yes, but I have to go soon, too.
Oh, I'm sure you do. Yeah, well, you've been way longer than I expected. I really appreciate it. It's been great to have the chance to meet some more of our folks here at Action Radio. Candace, go ahead. And then, Judy, as soon as you have to go, let's give contact for you as well. We make sure we get that in before you go. Candace?
Yeah. So I have a couple of different beliefs. I do still vaccinate for certain vaccines throughout the years. But, you know, even working in the vet field, a lot of people would come in and get titers, which is basically a blood panel they send out, and it shows you how much is inside of their body and if they even need these vaccines again. And then throughout listening to some of my old veterinarians who are like, you know, we used to not vaccinate every year. Once we vaccinated once or twice, it was done. And now we're having to, by law, vaccinate once a year. Or for the horses, they're wanting me to vaccinate up to 3 times a year, which I don't do that. And I don't vaccinate for, like, the strangles and the flu and things of that nature, because there is so many strains of viruses out there that you cannot vaccinate for all of them. So part of me, in a way, wants to get away from vaccinating, but in my generation, it's so hard to go back and forth because you only know what you know to believe in. And so that fear of, well, if I don't vaccinate them, similar to humans, well, if I don't vaccinate myself, which I did not because I didn't believe in that for myself, but that's where I struggle with as a person with my animals and my dogs, or my dogs and my horses is, you know, do I need to vaccinate every year, or which there is criteria that I have to do Coggins, and of course I have to do rabies because that's the law. But is it necessary at the end of the day? Is it really necessary?
Let me get you just because before he has to go, are vaccines any more beneficial to animals than humans? Are they just as dangerous? Let's get that. And let's get your contact information, Judy. And then thank you so much for being on the show today. I really appreciate it.
Yes, they're, she just said it, you know, they needed one or two things, you know, that, again, don't get influenza. They get parasites. Ivermectin is a vaccine for you and your horses against viruses, parasites amplify viruses that the horse is exposed to. You don't inject the virus and expect it to go well. It is the same problem with the animals. If you've ever had a shot or the disease once in your life, that's all you need. It's all about money. It's all about creating a clientele. You know, every shot. If you've ever had the flu or you've ever had a flu shot, that's all you need. That's it. You've got the immunity to prevent you from dying or spreading the disease. That's the vaccine. None of these shots are vaccines. And that's the point. They don't give you immunity because that's not how viruses work. And they don't want you to know how viruses work. Oxygen is your problem. It's a blowtorch on the expression of a virus. So they put everybody in a mask. I told you the injected SARS-CoV-2 in every single polio shot. Oh, so nobody got COVID if SARS-CoV-2 caused it. What we didn't isolate it from was a human with the disease. Why? Oh, because your own immune system, if fed well, even though it's been there, healthy children will silence it. The minute you put on a mask, you rob oxygen, and you're going to test positive for a piece of RNA that is not a virus. It's not the whole thing. It's a piece of RNA. And your immune system will shut that down with oxygen. Oh, minor detail. With vitamin D, sunlight, minor detail. With skin, you don't put
poisonous sunscreen. You put essential oils. You put essential oils, mm-hmm. that oils that contain the antimicrobial and the antiviral. Remove the parasites from your world. It's simple.
Wow. New thoughts. Candace, let's get to, and Dr. Judy, like I say, as soon as you have to leave, Judy, let us know. Candace, you got some reaction?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it is fascinating. I know one of the last things that Charlie Bob told me was colic. So this is funny. I haven't had a colic situation in years, and people often ask me, well, aren't you still scared of it? And I said, well, I'm scared of it just like anything else, you know, like the little fear in the back of your head when you get in your vehicle. You just never know. But Charlie Bob pushed in my head and said, you know, colic isn't because you fed them too much grain or because you did something. Colic is a parasite. So if they have parasites, it tends to cause them to colic, which is an abdominal issue, which makes perfect sense. So, and same thing with, I don't stall my horses. I keep my horses out on pasture. I keep them on a dry lot, and then I allow them to graze when they can, because another thing is grass isn't down here as nutritional. So I have my horses on more of a forage-based diet, and I get all the time people ask, well, why does your horses look so happy, and why do they look so healthy, and, you know, how can they stay so quiet on the trailer while they're being tied and not having hay bags in front of their face? And it is because I allow my horses to be horses in their natural environment. I allow them to have forage. I allow them to have that sunlight. I don't have them in a barn stalled, hidden, because, oh, my God, my horse's coat is going to get shaded from the sun. So there's so many different factors, and everybody's going to have their own opinion. And but I do believe Charlie Bob was correct. And another thing he would treat his horses with for parasites, which I want to get Judy's opinion on this, because I'm not sure what product is in tobacco, but I've heard it from several old timers is, oh, you just give your horses a handful of chewing tobacco every month and it'll keep them worm free. So what's your thoughts on that, Judy?
Tobacco, nicotine, adenine dinucleotide, NAD and NADPH, it's a redox reaction, oxidative stress, oxygen, oxygen, oxygen. So, yes, tobacco without glyphosate, tobacco without a filter, tobacco without smoking it, you know, a patch, mm-hmm. we're working at now, how to nutritionally support that pathway. That's why I said adenine dinucleotide, the A, remember, I think A, T, C, and G. Our God gave us everything we need. So your mentor is absolutely right, and you see the mentors went away. I'm the last of the generation. It's biochemistry. It's not an opinion. It's not up for opinion. It's like gravity. It's God. You know, you don't believe in gravity, fine, jump out of the plane and do us all a favor. You know, but the fact of the matter is, it's not a belief system. It's biology. It's not my opinion. That's why I use these terms, because they use twisty terms like horse paste. No, explain to somebody the mechanism of how ivermectin works, and you'll know. And then, so what I think, to answer your question, Candace, is David Avocado Wolf. You know, all the different types of worms signal differently. And he's got some fabulous parasite, the one called Para X, and I've got to get to it. I was just there. I got to see him for the first time in a couple of years, where he does what I did before I went into make it into drugs according to medicine. He still does nature. So the best antifungals come from mushrooms. Why? A shiitake mushroom doesn't want to be a reishi mushroom. So you zero in on anti in very specific. So why I said Suramin with trypanosome, it's a very particular kind of worm, and it signals a certain way. So when you go in and you search the literature in such a way, and this is what I'm doing now with David, is we're going in and we're showing you. So there's so much more than ivermectin. You know, there's so much more we have out there that we can drill down specifically, you know, for the site of tissue injury. The gut is a key one. You just said colic. No such thing as a colicky baby either. You poison them with the shot. And again, we've been doing it since the 60s. And when we started really shooting people with MMR, you put three RNA viruses in a single shot, along with a lot of inflammatory, deadly poisons and other animal garbage, because the shots were never cleaned. And they haven't been since 1986. They haven't even been tested. So you don't even know what's robbing the oxygen. But what you know is if you express three mRNA viruses, you bypass the skin, you bypass the nose, you bypass the natural loop. When is a human being going to see mumps, measles, and rubella on the same day? They're not. And so this is what people don't think. Wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. Why would I do that? Were people getting a tetanus shot? That's a deep puncture wound with a rusty nail with horse shit on it, because that's where the pathogen comes from. You know, not everybody's getting a tetanus shot. It's 10 years. It's time for your, it's time for your vaccination day. How dumb are we? And if we make it funny, but again, it's not your job. You take care of horses. You keep them well. You know how to keep them well. Your mentor taught you how to do that. Through the generations, our mentors taught us, the truth. And we've just weaponized food and weaponized these shots, and we're poisoning our population. And that's the bigger picture problem. But the simple problem is, once you understand, oh, wait a minute, you mean my own body can detox these things if I get a little help? Oral. I'm not leaving you without vaccines, Candace. I'm giving you oral strategies for pathogens right. That horses actually get. You don't inject the pathogen. You'll drive the parasite. So we'll give you the anti-parasitic based on the type of worm and the sensors on the surface of the cell. So that's what Dr. David Avocado Wolf, he's doing it empirically, and I still know the sensors, and I can read the literature, and we can expose it all to you, which is what we'll do in the next week or so. So I'll go for now and jump on this other call, and I appreciate you, Candace. It's been nice talking. You're exactly right. Use oral immunization strategies and mucosal immunization strategies. Interferon.
Hey, Candace.
Hold on for Candace. Let's let Judy go. And Judy, thank you so much. And let's get vaccine product liability this year. Let's see what we can do. And certainly I'll be working with the Trump campaign. I hope to get it as soon as possible, get out of the public. So thank you for everything you're doing, Judy. I really appreciate it. Nope, I think she might have left already. I'll tell her in the podcast. I'll text her.
No, good to talk to you.
Hey, Candace.
Oh, there we go. There we go. Hold on, Pianki, just a second. All right, Judy, thank you very much. Go ahead, Judy.
Thank you, Greg.
Okay, you're welcome. So welcome. Judy is one of the premier people out there, public figures, who is actually doing her best to get our vaccine product liability out there. Okay, now, Pianki, Phil, maybe we can run overtime a few minutes. I don't care. But, Pianki, no, go ahead. Take all the time you want now.
Judy,
I just want to make sure, while we had Judy, to make sure maximize her
Judy,
time.
Judy, you ever feed your horses fodder grown from barley seeds and field pea seeds?
No, what was that, Mark?
It's,
spell that
it's,
out for
it's fodder, F-O-O, I'm sorry, F-O-D-D-E-R.
No.
Fodder is grown from the hydroponic way of growing a very, very rich grass. It's grown from barley seeds and also field pea seeds. And we used to grow it for chicken and cows. Man, it's something else. It just go crazy over it. It's a supplement. It helps to cut down on regular feed. You add that with it, and you can see many instances of it on YouTube. It's fodder, F-O-D-D-E-R, and they also have it in a system. Check it out.
Check that out, because I've never heard of that. So, and I'm always down to, increase the health of my horses, that's for sure. I do know that there for a while, my one place I was getting hay from was, they fertilized more through their chicken manure. And some of the horse people I knew was like, oh my God, I can't believe you're feeding your horses that. And I'm like, but why? It's a natural way. These are homegrown chickens.
What do they think happens to grass in the plains? You know, the buffalo have been there first. Yeah. You know, I mean, what do they think happens out there? You know, oh my God, this is so fun. This has been an amazing show. This is for a chance for everybody. I mean, we've had Judy's got to talk to actually four of our regular folks, Pianchi, Derek was on earlier, and CJ was on, and Candace, you now. And so it's great for her. It's great for us, too, to be able to – and it's interesting how all these things cross over so many different ways. But mm-hmm. going back to fodder, the only time I've heard that is cannon fodder. That's what they used to call soldiers that were in the trenches in World War One. In other words, the cannons would basically turn them into, you know, a whole bunch of pieces. Without getting too graphic about it, but it's artillery. And so that's where that expression came from, cannon fodder. Fodder is like a whole bunch of little stuff broken up. But, Candace, did you find this fascinating? And Pianchi, you might want to comment on this also. The commonality between how, you know, big farmers treating animals and people, and there's so many unnecessary things that's out there. And, Candace, mm-hmm. you made the point, too, that you grew up, you know, you're a vaccine generation as a younger person. You know, you probably either had or before you were even new, you know, you could even object, you know, probably by the time right. you were two, had a bunch of, you know, shots already. And that's something you might yeah. have to deal with more now. Yeah. Go ahead, Candace, for first, then I'll get back to Pianchi. But you see the yeah. the animals and the people, they're going after both of us. It's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. And I mean, I love the animal field, and there is still valued people out there, but I do think that we're being consumed more and more by corporation, and mm-hmm. and that was probably the hardest thing, going from a mom-and-pop business that really kind of believed in that way of life of, okay, if it's not something that we necessarily need, we're not going to do it, you know, and then mm-hmm. here we got the legalization of it, of the rabies, and then, well, if you want to travel across straight lines, these are the three vaccines that you have. Well, if you want me to continue seeing your horse, you're going to have to bring it in for an overall health exam. That's the new thing that they're requiring of livestock owners. So all these cattle then, they could go in and get penicillin right from Tractor Supply. Mm-hmm. Now the talk is, you're not able to get, and I do know for a fact that's happening, because when I needed penicillin, I had to look around the world for it because it was not available in our area. They're doing everything in their control to make it almost impossible for farmers and agriculturists and livestock owners. You know, now they're requiring you have to bring in each cow to have an exam before we prescribe antibiotics. Like, you're having to bring that cow in, and I don't know about you, but that's not as easy as said as done. And why would you, when we were at one point able to freely be able to medicate these cows? Most of your cattle farmers have more experience hands-on than some of the new vets coming out and the new technicians. So why are we making it almost impossible for us to do it? And at the end of the day, it's money. It's a way for them to control us just even a little more, you know? So I agree with the commonality of what they're trying to do to us, as well as what they're trying to do with our animals, because it's another way to make money.
Yes, it's fascinating.
Well, it's like
Derek
the FBI
earlier.
Raiding yeah. the Amish farm.
Go ahead, Pianchi.
It's like the FBI raided the Amish farm.
What is it about the Amish that they think is so objectionable? And then Candace. Pianchi? I love the Amish. The Amish are wonderful. I've been there. I've been to Amish country. Pianchi?
Well, because they self-dependent, and they just like what Candace just said. They been doing things for ages, and they void themselves from new technology and all the medicines and so forth. They just do things natural, and mm-hmm. seemingly this agency don't like that.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Candace?
Oh, I agree. I mean, I remember Charlie telling me about the horrifics that they did. So Charlie spent several years on Amish country. I mean, that's how he kind of traveled across America. He would meet new people, and he would stay on their farm, offer them help. And I mean, he was just a world of knowledge, because he got out there and he got in those uncomfortable situations and he learned new ways of life. And I think that's why he was who he was. But I remember one of the last talks we had was of, and I don't know the whereabouts, but he was upset because they went in and said that their flock of chickens and turkeys, their livestock basically had this flu that was going to outbreak, so they literally went in and burned every bit of it. They lit fire to their barns and burned it all, and then left them for the cleanup. And it just, you know, there's no reason for that. They weren't doing anything you know, what's out there today, like Judy was saying, is stuff that we have created. So it's just, it's a world full of evil, and there's a small portion of us who are really trying to fight back.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're all doing on this show. It's interesting, like I said, the people that come to Action Radio, I don't know how we all find each other, but we do. And we have these amazing meetings, you know, with world public figures like Dr. Judy Mikovits and just us regular folks around here doing what we do. It's really quite fascinating. Were you surprised, or actually was it just confirmed what you already knew, that the biochemistry that Judy had that confirmed everything that your old mentors had taught you? And was it Charlie Bob, or what was his name?
Yep, it was Charlie Bob or Bobby Martin. Charlie Bob. And that's it's incredible.
Oh, like Charlie Bob.
You know, because social media, there's so many things that can alter our way of thought. And throughout my life, that has been my biggest change or challenge is, you know, yes, in my heart, I believe in this, but at the same time, I have so many people coming at me with a different opinion. So it was amazing to have a biochemist on the line to tell me, to confirm what I needed to know, what was in heart, because it wasn't that I didn't believe Charlie Bob in any way, shape or form, but it's like everybody would ask me, well, I don't see why tobacco can help your horse, or, you know, I don't see, none of our vets have said colic is the reason because of parasites, but yet here I am with the amount of horses I have, and I've only had one colic case, and that was a new horse that came into me that I didn't have for a long time, and he passed away from it. So, you know, if you really start thinking and doing your research on it, you can find the answer, but there's still going to be those people that come in your face and say, oh, well, you know, this is what I've been doing for years and it works for me. So,
yeah, how do you know? You don't know.
All different, you know, and so people are going to judge me for how I treat my horses, just as the next person is going to judge the next person. So, you know, we all got to find our own way through this life, but it is encouraging to know that there is people that, you know, have spent years and years researching and doing their work to really be able to knowledgeably tell me, hey, well, this is the breakdown reason. You know, Charlie Bob couldn't break it down for me in a biochemist way of saying this is how it's done. It was just more of, well, I've been doing this for years and my horses have been healthy and this is what you should do. So it's just nice to see that come through.
Yeah, it's nice that Judy knows all that stuff too. She knew exactly what you're talking about, which part of the nicotine was blocking which part of the parasite, which
right,
was playing, which, you know, I mean, you have to listen to podcasts. I mean, I can't do what she does.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting. We all have our specialties here on the show. Mine is taking complex legislation and complex ideas, breaking them down into incredibly simple components and writing bills that make too much sense. I mean, you know, so much sense that people think that it can't be that simple when it actually can. And so now you're finding the things that you were doing, you know, tobacco, chewing tobacco for horses. Well, there's actually a biochemistry. There's a good biochemical reason for doing that, even if you didn't know it. You know, and people are questioning. And I'll tell you, I think it's almost like you're in the position of a parent with your horses, because the parent that has the guilt trip from the doctor, you better give this vaccine for whatever it is, or your children are going to die. Or like President Trump, you know, when he was there, you know, he had all this horrible advice. You know, you have to vaccinate the entire country or millions of people are going to die. It was a bunch of BS. I mean, I knew it, but I'm not responsible. So when you're the one responsible, it's an entirely different decision. You know, you better bomb this city or they're all going to rise up and kill you kind of thing. You know, I mean, at what point, if you're the person in charge, you got to make the decision. But it's one of the hardest things to do, to have the courage to be able to then say, okay, wait a minute, this works. I know this works. I know what you're saying, but what you're saying is not based on fact or experience to me, and I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing, you know. And they say, well, I've been doing this for years, and it works fine. Well, how do you know? You know, it's like the person that says to me, and I hear this all the time, well, you know, and I say, we need to close down all the government schools. And the first reaction is people say, well, I got a government education, and I turned out okay. I'm like, well, how do you know? How do you know what you could have been? You know, if you had education, you have no clue because you have nothing to base it on. So these people are coming to you with exactly the same thing. They have nothing to base their opinion on except for the fact that that's what they've been told, that's what they've assumed, and they're too afraid to have anything different. That's where we are. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so much in today's time, you know, it triggers our fear base. So so we as individuals are constantly, because of the government and because of all we know, you know, we're in that fear base, you know, and that at least that's how I feel. You know, I'm in fear of, well, if I don't do this, what is going to be the side effects for my horses? You know, if I don't take the COVID vaccine, what is the side effects? Which I'm not a big believer in vaccines at anyways. So, you know, they basically had to hold me down for my last tetanus shot that I didn't want.
Don't get any more.
You know, so
I stopped doing them back in my 20s. Yeah, it just don't. You know, and the last one I had was, and I didn't want to get, I was actually with the U.S. Customs after 9/11. And they said, we all had to have hepatitis B shot. I said, no, I'm not going to get one of those. I mean, I'm fine. Right. Leave me alone. Well, they physically lined us up against a wall and said, you're going to get the shot. And I was there at the FLETC, the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center. And and so, you know, I mean, they're there. I mean, they're forcing you. And this is the government, because you sign a contract, you know, you're there. And this is what the service people have when they have jabs of different things. Now, they were supposed to have I was supposed to get a second one, which I never did. Oh, don't forget your second, your booster. I don't think so. You know, and that was the last shot I had. And that was 30 years ago. Now, I haven't had tetanus shots since my 20s, and that was, you know, that was 40 years ago. And so you don't need these things. You just don't, you know, especially with all the immunities and all the things we have out there. So have the courage to be healthy. And I asked you, here's the question I asked Judy yesterday. In fact, if you had a chance to listen to the shows this week, were unbelievable. I mean, this was an incredible week. Bianchi's gone, but I got to thank him off the air. And we'll talk Monday. We'll start this all over again. But one of the things I asked Judy, I said, for these diseases that we're all getting these alleged vaccines for, diphtheria, pertussis, tetanus, measles, mumps, rubella, the MMR, DBT, those are the classic vaccine shots that I got, you know, back when I was, you know, born in 1959. And so I didn't have that many shots because I didn't take any more than absolutely necessary. Australia got a polio one, which I'm sure I still got the mark from that one. But for the most part, I have been, you know, shot free since my early 20s, except for that one, you know, that I had to do with the government. And I've been fine. But I asked her, I said, how dangerous are these diseases in actual fact? If you get the measles, what happens? If you get them, you know, I had a mump, you know, but I didn't get a mump until after I'd had the shot a year previously. So I got one was like 9 and I had a mump at 10, you know, as opposed to mumps, but, and all these different things. And she said, they're not that, I said, most of them have already gone. You know, I think the last diphtheria was like in the 30s, you know, the almost 100 years ago. You know, so these things, so even if you don't, quote, get the vaccine, the treatment is not that big a deal. If you don't, the COVID shot, far more dangerous than COVID. COVID's not that big a deal. I had it for a couple of days. I know, you know, and I'm over 60. Yeah. And so if you get, the fear is the biggest problem. I talked about that earlier with CJ when she was on, our wellness person. You know, the fear creates the stress. The fear is going to lower your immunity more so than the actual virus, which is fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
I agree with that as far as the fear of it, because I think that's another reason I'm healthier, is because when I go out, and that's probably why I have more people come out and do the trail rides. It's not all about the horses. I mean, yes, that's an incredible part of it, but another part of it is I do allow them to get out in nature, and they forget about those stress factors that are in their life, even if momentarily it's only for that hour, that 2 hour ride. But it just gives them that overwhelming, healthy, happy feeling when they're done with it. Because for that 1 hour, you know, going on in reality of, you know, oh, my God, well, I got this going on and I got that going on. And I think that's what throughout this year, 2023, with what it's been for me, if it wasn't for me doing what I do with the horses and being able to go outdoors and out in nature, it, you know, that's an incredible, and I love Judy's outlook on that, you know, get outdoors, like get in the sun, like that is what's going to help you. It's going to help you process all of that in a natural way that you don't even, it doesn't even take any thought of it, you know, like it's not like you're going in and you're closing your eyes and you're trying to meditate, like that takes thought, you know, but there's different ways of meditation. You don't have to go into a dark enclosed room and close off everything and meditate that way.
That's an interesting choice of words.
Meditation way too, but you can go outdoors and do the same meditation. Before I even knew that I was meditating, I had people through my Reiki journey and through some spiritual communicators, you know, they were like, you meditate daily. And I said, yeah, well, I go outside, go barefoot, and I go ride my horses or I go hiking. Mm-hmm. I do meditate. I meditate in my own way. But I do believe bringing nature and bringing what Mother Earth has to give us back into our life is going to be what keeps us healthy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fascinating. We'll get back to business as usual next week, but this has been an incredible show.
Yeah.
Very detailed, very complex and kind of all over the place, but that's the way it goes. And I don't know if you know Judy's history. She goes all the way back to when Dr. Fascist, you know, back in the 70s and 80s, when she was working as a molecular biologist and a biochemist. Those are her PhDs. In fact, she was one of the early people to alert people that AZT does not cure AIDS. If anything, it kills people. In fact, we did a show, you know, when I say fascist, that's Dr. Fauci for anybody that's new to the show. But did Dr. Fascist kill Freddie Mercury of Queen with AZT? And we came to the conclusion, yes, he did. That was a major contributing factor to Freddie Mercury losing his life, you know, when he did. So he's one of those evil people that's ever lived, and so incredibly dangerous. And yet people fall under the cult and the spell the same way they fell under Hitler and Dr. Mengele, and they fell under Goebbels propaganda, and they fell under Mao and Stalin and all these dictators and all these people that have taken over. They're horrible, evil, psychopathic people. And they're able to get this amazing power. But if you have the courage of your own convictions, if you believe that what is right, if you've discovered something that's right, you know, I do this all the time. I mean, my principles, you know, I wouldn't do what I do. I wouldn't have created Action Radio if I didn't believe that we, the people, could write the laws that we consent to be governed by. That's a revolutionary statement. And this is a revolution, very peaceful, very calm. We do it on computer. Yeah. You know, we're not protesting, yelling, screaming. We're not doing violence. We're not doing anything like that. But what we're doing here ultimately is going to be earth changing. I absolutely believe that. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I know, like I say, off topic a little bit, we have a big topic next week to talk about. Anything you want to conclude with? Anything happening this week? And what you do, just to make one more comment, you are so much more than just a horse person. You're a tour guide. You're a therapist. You're a facilitator, communicator. You know, you're someone people can talk to. You're almost a rescuer in many ways of getting people out in nature. And you're actually saving people, whether you know it or not, you are. I'm sure you perceive that, but that's really what you're doing, is you're taking people out of this god-awful creation, the matrix, you know, for lack of a better term, and putting people back in the real world, back in the natural world. So that's, you know, that's why you're on the show. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. And I mean, other than, I know we do have a lot to talk about next week. There were so many things that kind of did happen this last week that I would like to go over, because it's going to incorporate nature once again as far as, as how it can help people and how it can heal people. But just a reminder for people that are local that are listening or coming into our area, once the summer comes, I will not be doing trail rides because it is too hot in our area to do that, not only for us but for the horses. So the horses also get a mental break for part of the year, and that is normally during my summertime, so I'm not overworking them, and that gives me time to work on them and myself as far as any training aspects that I need to do to refresh those horses. And again, just to kind of give them a mental break and allow their body to reboot from all the trailering that I do and all the hauling back and forth. So I will not be doing any more trail rides as of June 1st, and I'll stop June 1st, and then I will resume those trail rides back at the beginning of September. So June, July, and August, I typically do not do trail rides. I will continue some lessons, and I will probably be doing some barn days because I have quite a bit of clientele that has expressed so much interest in just wanting to learn a little bit more and be out there and learn how to muck and learn how to feed. So I'm probably going to do barn days this summer for people that are interested. And then again, my Facebook is Believe the Journey Horse Services. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on the website if you look up Believe the Journey, or I think I'm the first one that pops up if you look at horse rides in our area now. So just be feel free to do that, but I will be booking out. I just scheduled my first weekend for May already, so my weekend times are pretty limited. I think I probably only have 3 more weekends available for the remainder of this season. I do ride during the week as well, but the weekends are typically the ones that go first. So if anybody's wanting to ride, they need to let me know ASAP so I can get them on the books.
Yep, and all you people that work at home that can spare the time, ride during the week. Much
yes.
easier. Okay. Well, I know you have a story to tell, but I didn't want to get started into it and not give the story the full hour or more that it needs.
Absolutely.
So that's going to definitely work out for next week too.
Great.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me close the. Go ahead.
Oh, I got to tell you about my Max Flight barrel rolling experience. Phenomenal. So we'll talk about that next week as well.
And what was that again?
And get some NAS. They opened that museum up to the public last weekend, and that was something that I got to do with my parents and my brother.
Oh, okay.
I got to experience some of those fun barrel rolling stories that you told me. It was just in a Max Flight.
How did they
simulator.
Do that?
So,
were you in a simulator, or were they actually upside down, or what?
The simulator literally went upside down, and you had the controls in the simulator. It was phenomenal. So
wow.
I learned very quickly that I laugh way too much because I'm having way too much fun to be serious with the controller, and then I learned that if my brother ever became a pilot, he would kill me. So
that's a good thing to learn. Okay, yeah. Yeah, well, I've already done aerobatics, so I'm kind of proven in that regard, but I'd love to go ride the simulator. I didn't know it was open for because I'm supposed to go up to the Whiting Field. The simulator's up there. Some of my Marine buddies are going to let me try the one up there. But this is in the Navy Museum, the
yeah,
Blue Angel Pencil. And they have a full simulator there? Are you sure the simulator spins or just the screen spins and you think you're spinning upside down?
Well, no, you're spinning upside down. If you check my Facebook out, I did a video, a reel on it. So you're going upside. Yeah, like they have two simulators. They have the one where it's you go in and you just look like you're flying. And then it's not, you move a little bit, but not like extreme. And then you have the other one that literally takes you upside down. And when you pull the stick forward, you're going up. When you pull it back, you're going down, whatever. Or opposite of that.
Can
but
loop?
Basically,
is that
doing,
like a
you can
loop or no? Okay.
Arrow loops as you want. So check
I'm
that
in.
Video out when you have.
Oh, absolutely. Now I'm curious. Yeah. Well, and actually I have friends that, we're going to form a jet club once we all get fabulously wealthy, and we do good, and we're going to do well at the same time. So that's all part of the fun. Cause you got to have fun. Yeah. I want my jet. I'll be honest about it. All right, Candace, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week. And
right,
I think I'll close up this week and away we go. Yeah. See you later.
All right, Greg. I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thank you. And thank everybody this week. What an incredible week. Oh, I can't believe all the folks we had. Especially Dr. Judy Mikovits for 2 days, yesterday and today. So just to let folks know, our website here, blogtalkradio.com/citizenaction. Our legislative site is writeyourlaws.com. That's writeyourlaws. Our contribution site, givesendgo.com/actionradio. My Substack column site, where I just put an article on immediate reactions to Trump's arrest. We're going to talk about that more Monday, or not arrest, but being indicted. And that is gregpenglis.substack.com. And just all the things we do here. It's an amazing place. It's a creative laboratory. In other words, we're creating a peaceful revolution through citizen legislation, actually writing and advocating the laws that we choose to be governed by. And that's really what it's all about. All right. I'll be back next week, Monday morning, as every day, weekdays, the central time. We're here on the Gulf Coast of Florida, just in the upper left corner, the northwest corner of Florida on the Gulf of Mexico. And we're in central time. So 7 a.m. central time each morning is when we get going. And then we'll talk to you all next week. Have a wonderful weekend and have fun. I do. Here at Action Radio, we are looking for sponsors. We have 30 and 60-second spots available for your announcements. And we have 3-minute live call-ins to talk about your products and services available. Action Radio is the next evolution beyond talk radio. Join us and let us help your business evolve. Think about being a sponsor of the future and not just a listener. And help us help your business grow as you help us plunge headlong into breaking new ground here on Action Radio every day. Hello, this is Greg Penglis for our newest shooting range here in Milton, Florida. Stand your ground. My friend, Jason Myers, and crew are creating an incredible facility for our city. Stand Your Ground is located at 6632 Elva Street. The phone number is 850-789-1776. Their email is standyourground1776@gmail.com. Here you'll find either in process or already going an indoor shooting range, axe throwing, archery, a rage room, self-defense classes, concealed carry weapons classes, security license training, paintball, a full-service gun store, and 24/7 online ordering. So come on down or contact them by phone, email, or website and learn how you can best stand your ground. From addiction to achievement, that is the story of Mike Lindell. It started with MyPillow and now goes to MyCoffee. Action Radio is proud to be an affiliate of MyPillow. Our discount code is the same for all our product affiliates, WYL, which stands for Write Your Laws. MyPillow pillows are guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. Action Radio is guaranteed to be the most controversial show you will ever hear. Check out their products with our discount code at mypillow.com/WYL. That's mypillow.com/WYL. Or order now by calling 1-800-544-8939. That's 1-800-544-8939. Sleep well so you can wake up and hear Action Radio live. Do you know your way around healthcare, insurance, pharmacies, surgery, alternative treatments and choices? I don't. Which is why I'm so glad I met Priscilla Romans, had her on Action Radio, and learned about health patient advocacy. She is the founder of Grace Care. And now as an affiliate of Grace Care, we are proud to offer through our discount code, WYL, which stands for Write Your Laws, a 10% discount. Grace Care saves you both time and money. They provide medical advocacy, consultation, advice, and recommendations nationwide. Their website is gracecare.com. That's GRAITH care.com. You can email them at gracecare.adm@gmail.com or call them at 469-864-7149. That's 469-864-7149. Grace Care, better health through better knowledge and advocacy. Well, that sounds good. Even better. Okay, how about your car? If you want the best service for your vehicle, please talk to James at Florida Stores Automotive. Conveniently located at 6715 Caroline Street in the historic district of Milton, Florida, right between the Milton Bakery and the Blackwater Trail. Whether you need an oil change or an entire engine replaced, this is the place. The phone number is 850-623-6651. That's 850-623-6651. Call, ask questions, and get the information you need. Florida Stores Automotive is a full-service automotive shop for both domestic and imports, modern and classic. It is a family-owned business here in our Milton community. Open weekdays from 7:30 to 5 p.m., Florida Stores Automotive is a convenient place to keep your car maintained and on the road. Ask them about Firestone tires and the rotation and maintenance plan. Florida Stores Automotive. I go there. You should too. Greg Penglis here for my book, The Complete Guide to Flight Instruction. Everyone at some point in their life wants to learn how to fly. Few try. Even fewer go on to get a license. I believe a major reason for that is how we teach people how to fly. My book is designed to help you navigate the flight training system, but it's so much more than that. It really describes an entirely new way to teach flying. So if you've never tried a lesson or got discouraged in your training and quit for any reason, this book can help you. Don't be a rote pilot who just follows procedures. Be a thinking pilot who makes great decisions, who understands all the reasons why we do what we do. You can incorporate these principles into your own flight training at any time. The Complete Guide to Flight Instruction is featured on the Action Radio with Greg Panglis Facebook page and is available from Amazon.com.
Action Radio, part of the ADHD Radio Network, the ultimate free speech zone. We the people give our consent to be governed through writing the laws by which we are governed and have the power through juries to nullify the laws by which we do not consent to be governed. At Action Radio, we don't report the news. We are the news. Every other show reports what has happened. We talk about what can happen. From the questions no one has thought to ask, to the answers no one has thought to consider, to the actions no one has dared to take. That is Action Radio.